listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, film, television, pop culture. It's where you find it.
More with feeling on three. One measure. Damn it, Cooley. Do it on three.
Or go on the screen.
Okay, sir.
Silent night.
Harry, it's Christmas Eve. Families, stockings, chestnuts, Rudolph and Frosty. Any of these things ring a bell?
It speaks. Nothing happened to my face. It always looks like this.
What's wrong with his face?
His nose is too pointy. His eyes are beady. His ears are too big. He needs a shave.
Ho, ho, ho. I'm peeing my pants. You're so funny out here. It's my daughter, Darian.
My name's Jimmy.
That was that number in the back of your head. Was that like a license plate in case somebody tries to steal it?
No. It's a football thing. It's my high school number.
So when you graduate?
You want to be left alone, don't you? I'll be in the kitchen.
Right here.
But don't come near me!
Come on, give me a break, will you, guy? My boss is down there and he's watching me, so you know, I gotta make it look at least like I'm trying to save you, okay? Come on. I'm just gonna stand here and talk to you. That's all.
You won't try nothing?
No, I'm square with you. I won't try a thing. I won't try a damn thing. You think I want to fall off? I promise, I'll just talk to you.
Okay, all right.
Here, you want a cigarette? Come on, let's smoke, okay?
Yeah.
Go on, take it. Yeah. We're going to take our time and both die of cancer. I hate you to leave without me.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, no. What are you doing?
See this key? Bye-bye. Now, you can jump if you want to, but you'll be taking me with you, and that makes you a murderer. Okay? Come on, let's go
you
back.
You bastard!
Yeah, you'd be killing a cop. Now,
yeah, I'd be killing a psycho nut cop!
Yeah, a psycho, but I'm still a cop. You coming in? Come on, I'm going in.
You, I'm jumping!
Do you really want to jump? Do you want to? Well, then, that's fine with me. Come on, let's do it, asshole. Let's
wait a
do
minute.
It.
What?
I want to do
mean?
It.
Wait
I want to do it.
What do you mean?
Baby, it's Christmas all over again.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Kwanzaa and Happy Festivus for the rest of us and
Festivus for the rest of us.
What else do I have?
Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, yeah! Can't forget about the Jews, yeah! All right, everybody, welcome to the show. I am a Jew. It's like there's no getting out of that.
Can't forget about the Jews. Yeah.
We also, speaking of Jews, Bill, Mulberry Bill, how's it going, Bill?
I'm Jewish.
I got nothing.
The first I've heard of it.
Speaking of Kwanzaa, Steven the Pop Culture Zealot, hey!
He's there in his daishiki.
Hey, guys, how's it going? It's good to talk
to
you guys.
Festival.
It's been a while since we've done a show, hasn't it? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Since episode 250, I think.
2-3 weeks?
What the show is mainly... This isn't going to be a regular Noir Mulberry. I just want to warn everybody right now.
So if you don't, you know, just turn it off now.
When, this is basically an infomercial for the NIMH Holiday Pack. We're going to still do some fun things, but... The Noir and Mulberry Holiday Pack has become a tradition, hasn't it? Like every year, release some shows where people donate and get these awesome special shows we don't normally do. And when I would say, Bill, when I was like, oh, we got to do this, you know, when we decided to, we're pretty much in crunch time, you know?
Like yeah.
December just came out of nowhere. You know,
yeah, we had like a week.
If we were well prepared, we would start like in August, do a show, September, do another one like that. But no,
that's so not us.
How about all in 1 week and then like post-production? And you know what? As the show goes on, I'm going to tell you guys what we're doing. But right now, I'm just going to tease you. I'm not going to tell you quite yet. We've done different things in the past, Bill. We've done commentaries.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a best of kind of show. We've done that was kind of a different thing. But what else have we done? We did a special like film music show. We did the Lost Lunchtime Show.
The Lost Lunchtime Show.
Yeah, do you remember that? That was fun.
Did we talk about Lost or was it actually Lost?
We talked about the lunchtime show that never aired.
Where
we pretty much...
I remember.
Remember,
okay.
It was basically all about Talk Radio X and that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
The history.
It was a lot of inside information show. We did the Left 4 Dead video. I'm really blanking on some of the other stuff we did. But it was all fun. And that was in the past, but now we have something even better. But as we did each show, Bill, the post-production is insane. I don't know why I did that, but it's almost like the more kind of intricate you get and add detail. I know it's kind of hard to describe what I'm talking about, but I wanted to make it better and better and better. And the more you do that, the harder it is and the longer it takes, you know? And I would say probably about Wednesday, Bill, after I completed show two, I was kind of like, I can't do this anymore. And I had to run away. But thankfully, a little game we've been waiting for came out. Well, actually, it doesn't come out until next week, right, Bill? We got early access to a game called Star Wars The Old Republic.
I think it actually comes out today. They upped the release date. Because
really?
We got
yeah.
our copies today.
Yeah, we did. But I think it was like Tuesday, early access came out, and you were like, Jason, I got in. And I was like, I didn't. Damn it. But then I was like, well, actually, if I got access down, Bill, it would screw up doing these shows because I wouldn't want to. I'd want to be playing games and stuff. But I forced myself to do it. And even, Bill, even when you were playing, you stopped so we could do another show and record. So.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you for that, because this thing is like crack.
Well, I wasn't playing as much because I had gotten very, very ill. In fact, I'm still getting over it.
That's true, and I want to say that too, Bill. You really stepped up because you were sick while we were doing the shows. So you said,
Well, we did two of them, and then the weekend came.
Right.
And I got blasted. And then I think Monday rolled around, and we were just like, ugh. Yeah. Man, we got to get this done. We got, you know, so I just...
My original idea is we did two shows in one day, right?
Yeah.
Recorded. And then I was like, Bill, we won't do a show on Friday. We're going to do three shows. And we did one, and it was just like, you were like, dude, I'm just sick and stuff. And I was like, yeah, we don't have to do two more shows. Because, you know, really, after you do one show, it's pretty draining. Especially creatively, your brain can't come up with anything anymore, and you're just kind of like brain dead.
By the end of the third show, I had nothing.
Right. And I'm going to tell you that I'm going to say each show so far, there's a two-hour show, and one show is at least 2 hours. The two of them are at least an hour and 40 minutes each. So this is, and there's another show, and I believe that's going to be about 2 hours. So these are like, I gave my first hint, Bill, there's going to be four shows. Four shows for everyone to listen to. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
That's a shitload of content.
I'm excited to listen to the, I've been listening to these shows that we did.
Oh.
And I'm looking forward to the third show, which you completed today.
Yes, I forced myself that one. It was funny. Like I was like, I'm going to finish this tonight, and it was late last night. And you know, in the morning, I have to get my daughter ready for school and stuff. Like I felt a tap on my shoulder, my wife, and she goes, "You're going to have to stop. You can't stay up this late. You got to get her to school." And it's Let It Go. And I had that moment from Indiana Jones: The Last Crusade, No, I can finish tonight. Let it go. And I was like, all right, damn it. They do have a save feature on this.
Yeah.
So I gave that up. But I hope everyone's excited, and we're going to give you a little bit more information in a minute. But first, we have a voicemail, Bill.
Oh, boy.
And it's a special voicemail because it's from Laura, the Nim Fitness Guru.
Where's she been?
I don't know what she's doing. Let's check it out. Maybe she'll tell us.
Hi, guys. It's Laura, the Nim Fitness Guru. I just wanted to call and wish everybody a Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatever it is you celebrate.
Kwanzaa.
I wasn't able to be on the show tonight, but I wanted to make sure I got that in. Missed doing the show, and hopefully I'll be on there soon. You guys have great holidays. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome.
No, thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Shoo. I like the way Laura says shoo. It's kind of like shoo.
Shoo. Like Ed. Shit.
Sullivan?
Ed Sullivan, yeah. Now, Bill, I do want to talk about Star Wars.
Have a really good shoo.
Star Wars The Old Republic. It's an MMO, massively multiplayer online RPG, where you and I have a guild we formed.
Yes.
The Rangers of Old Intrepid on there. And if anybody wants to join us in this game, if you're like, hey, I'm going to pick up this game and try it, you can be a Jedi or a smuggler, or you can even be a Sith a-hole and have a red lightsaber.
I think you're not allowed to be in our guild because we're all about the Republic.
Yeah, we're light side, you know.
Keep your dark shit to yourself.
We're about truth and justice in the galaxy.
And if you have dark shit, you should probably go to a doctor.
And it's funny because the way the game plays is like, you know, I can't sit and play it for like 8 hours in a row. So it's like today, you know, I'm working on the show. I'm like, hey, Bill, do you have an hour? Let's play for an hour. So we did. I think we played for exactly 1 hour. I think it was.
Really? I thought it was longer than that.
I don't think it was that long. Honestly, we did like an instance or whatever. But
Flashpoint.
But I looted the sweetest Jedi robe where the hood covers my face. And it was, I was like, ah, badass! You know, I was like, woohoo!
You also looted a really sweet trooper armor.
Yeah, I see Bill.
Like, really sweet trooper.
Bill's character is a trooper, and you can, like, explain this. When you loot and you're in a group, you can either say,
yeah, it's a round-robin loot system where
you can say, I want this.
Yeah, you either say need or greed, or pass.
And I wasn't sure how to pass. I was doing there's a dice
need.
Symbol where you roll for it. It could go either to me or Bill. And a Jedi doesn't use heavy armor, so I couldn't use it, but I got it. And Bill was like, hey, why did you take that? You know, I was like, I didn't mean to. I swear to God, I didn't know it. I don't know what I'm doing. And so I was like, here, I'll give it to you. He's like, you can't. Once you have it, you keep it, and you're not allowed to give it. You can't. It binds to you, right?
Yeah, it binds on pickup.
So I was really apologetic, and when we got the robe, I was like,
I thought it was funny, honestly. I mean, it's we'll play it so much that I'm sure we'll loot something better or similar. So I wasn't upset. I just thought it was funny.
Well, when I got the Jedi robe, when it popped up in the window, I was like, Bill should take this.
Yeah, right.
It's only right for him to take the Jedi robe for his
trooper running around in a robe.
Which he didn't wear either, you know?
With endurance and willpower mods on it.
Yeah. So what's funny is in the game you have your own companion. It's basically like a pet character, and I have this big Trandoshan lizard guy. And I was like, hey, I'm going to try this armor.
He's really creepy.
Should have gone to Bill on this lizard guy, and it fit on him. I'm a lizard guy. I was like, hey, it works on him. Yeah, he is weird. His name is Kaizen, and you don't understand a word he says. He's like, oh.
He just stares at people.
And one of his eyes is
lizard eyes.
He has a glassy eye and one normal eye. So he's one-eyed.
I didn't even realize that. I was just creeped out
by
him.
So basically, I think he's a walking dick joke. One-eyed lizard. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think?
He's awful scaly.
He's scaly. But so far, I'm having fun. Defiant Squirrel, he's in our guild because he's not lame like Zell. He's like,
and he's actually a flying squirrel.
Oh, I need to join my guild with a bunch of hosers here in Canada, eh?
Yeah. We only play games together, eh?
Who's your best buddies on Friday? Come on, it's Norm Mulberry. You should. Isn't it the Master Czar Leston server?
Yes, Master Czar's Leston.
It just popped into my brain. Earlier, it was like the Sven Riggleson.
Sven Shingumbengen.
It's the name of some
Sven Gally?
Norwegian Jedi. I don't know. But, hey, guys, we have more voicemails, so I'm going to get to another one. This is from Rick. We haven't heard from Rick in a long time, so this is special. We actually have two. To play one
well, they
now.
Haven't heard from us in a long
play
time.
One later. I know. I don't know what he's doing.
I hope he's doing well. You know, Rick's a great guy.
I think he's been listening to a lot of Chin Stroker versus Punter when we're not around.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's something. Those guys are very entertaining.
They are. Now let's check this out.
Hey guys, how's it going? So, congratulations on 250 shows. That's got to feel pretty good. Got to feel pretty good, I guess. 250 shows. Man, I don't know how you did it. That's some long-term commitment right there. I don't think I've done anything 250 times. Well, that's not true. I've probably done lots of it. Oh, hot chick. Yeah, just driving home in the morning at 6 a.m.
Did you just go, hot chick?
After doing night shifts, I'm pretty tired. Pretty tired, as you can tell. My brain hasn't come up with anything interesting to say. So I'll just tell you something that happened the other day. So I was standing out the front of my house, right? I was washing my car. And what happened was this crow just swooped in. Just bloody swooped in, right? And I'm like, what's this crow carrying? It swooped into the front of my house and just dropped half a rat on my front doorstep. Just like he was leaving me a present, just
yikes.
Swooped in, boom, here you go, have half a rat. And it was quite surprising, because I didn't know birds did that. Give you half a rat.
It's called roadkill, mate.
So anyway, my cat ate the rest of it, so I don't know, maybe they had some sort of mutual truce. Like, I won't catch you if you just drop me off half a rat every now and then. So anyway, have a good show, and I hope you like my bird rat story.
I do.
This is Rick from Australia. And,
What was that?
His cat, Johnson, should have been disappointed it was only half a rat.
That's great, half a rat. Yeah, there's times where, like, pets have done that, you know? Like, they bring you something. Like, I remember at Heather's parents' house, I was sitting on the couch and I hear, like, this squeaking. And I was like, oh shit.
No.
And I turned around and the cat was sitting there holding like a mouse in its mouth. And I was like, Heather? And he actually dropped the mouse. And, you know, those things are fast. There's like,
oh yeah, those little field mice.
I just saw a blur like going to the bathroom. And I couldn't believe this. The cat was trying to get in there. And so I went into the bathroom and shut the door. And I had a lunchbox. And I was like, come here, little mouse, get in the lunchbox, because I didn't want the cat to
get... We're going to go to school.
And meanwhile, the cat's sticking its paws under the door of the bathroom going, meow, meow, because it's getting all pissed off because it wants its mouse back. And I actually got it in the lunchbox, took it outside, and dumped it out.
Oh, so that was nice of you.
I saved the mouse. So pretty cool. Free. And that mouse name was Stuart Little. That's right.
You should have killed it.
And he had the voice of Michael J. Fox, so it was pretty awesome.
Oh, well, then you should have kept it and earned money on it. You could have, like, sold it for voiceovers and stuff.
You're right. Damn it. Why did I let it go? I should have exploited it for all of its worth. Ah, damn it.
My dog only ever brings me frogs.
Frogs? That's kind of scary. Are they bloody frogs?
Yeah, normally they've been punctured.
Aww.
You're crazy!
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I don't pick them up. I just kick them. I kick them off the deck like, oh, thanks, Ed.
Oh, by the way, we have a choir here that wants to sing Silent Night for us, Bill. You ready for this? Okay. So in the holiday tradition, you know, it's Christmas time. This is very nice that they... Let's do this.
1 minute. Damn it, Cooley. Cooley
messed up. They'll get back to it later, okay, Bill?
Yeah, they'll try again.
All right. Well, we've got another voicemail. This one's from Mike. Mike in Ireland. And I won't try to do an Irish accent because it'll just embarrass all of us.
Bastardize it.
Steven, Irish.
I'm not doing it. Let's let him do it. He does it great.
All right, let's check this out.
Hey, right, Mulberry. This is Mike here from Ireland. I'm just recording this on my Samsung Galaxy S2, which technically you can get the Nexus in Ireland, but not on my contract. So I'm not going to go there. As you see on Facebook there, Bill has also become an Android, which hopefully means that he hasn't been replaced by robot parts, unless it was, Fall Guy? God, no, Fall Guy. The $6 million man guy.
Same
actor, right? But yeah, so hopefully he's just bought a new phone, is what I'm trying to say. I just want to wish you guys a happy Christmas. Sorry I haven't rung in a while. Yeah, usual excuses. Looking forward to the holiday pack. Going to make my Christmas, as it does every year. I mean, I've literally worn out those Star Wars commentaries from last year. I just listened to them over and over again. They're just so funny. Particularly the Attack of the Clones one. It's absolutely brilliant. So I'm sitting here in work. I'm a public servant. I teach in a college. And for some reason, I'm in work at 7:40 on a Friday evening, the week before Christmas. And they keep cutting my salary. Thanks, Irish government. But that's the recession for you. I just wanted to wish you guys happy Christmas, and I had loads and loads of things to talk about in the previous week's shows, and I can't remember a single one of them right now at all, unfortunately. I have so many moments in the last couple of Mulberries that just made me laugh out loud, particularly the one before Thanksgiving. That was absolutely hilarious, loved it. And actually the one after Thanksgiving as well, which was really, really cool. So, as I said, can't wait for the holiday pack.
All right.
I noticed the way that, like, a forum aside, the Facebook page has kind of become the Mulberry forum, really.
It has.
In a lot of ways. I wouldn't feel too bad about, like, lack of feedback on the forum itself. It's just handy. I wonder if you could actually have some kind of a thing when you log into Facebook, you actually log onto the forum as well or something like that. I'm not sure.
I wish. But, cool.
That would be cool.
It's cool. And I like the way you're getting feedback. Possibly getting food back. You're also getting feedback. Thanks to Jason for posting up the lunchtime shows again. Lunchtime show.
Yeah.
I just think that's absolutely brilliant. Love it. Just makes me laugh so much. And a lot of the stuff people are putting up is just, it's actually really, really funny. The Dungeons and Dragons old intro and all that stuff. Just cracks me up. I really should put some stuff in there at some time. Amazing to see that you're still sticking with Star Wars in terms of the Old Republic.
It's just amazing.
It really is. It goes on and on and on. I've also tried washing my eyes out with bleach to remove the image of naked Captain America from Liefeld's greatest achievement. It's just bad.
It's pretty horrifying.
So, so many ways. It just yeah. Oh no, that's what I wanted to say. You're 250 at Nowhere in Mulberry. That's what I wanted to do. I just for some reason didn't get a thing in time, and I was so annoyed that I didn't actually manage to get it in there in advance. I've also finally realised the whole thing about, you know, contacting the show generally. Part of it really is that essentially that we, when I listen to the show, I hate the sound of my own voice pretty much. I think I sound really weird. I don't sound like I do in real life.
You don't.
And I cringe and grind my teeth the whole way through myself speaking. I think a lot of us are like that, to be quite honest. Except for Adam. He loves himself. Sorry. Joke, Adam. Joke. I mean, Rick. But anyway, Rick actually. Rick's been doing a bit of moonlighting on the old chin stroker versus puncher. Indeed. Which, in fairness, is no problem. Chin stroker versus puncher is fantastic podcast. Love them. But essentially, I forgot my point now. There you go. I've been at work for way, way too long. I'm looking forward to hearing my voice on the Mulberry podcast in super buzzy sound. Sorry,
hey, what is that?
I had to refer to it.
No, he's right.
It was funny. It was Stephen's fault anyway. But yeah, last thing I'm going to mention, Louis C.K.'s show, the $5 download. Yeah, you got to support that. Well done to Louis. You know, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I want
to
get that.
And that's it. Happy Christmas, guys. Talk to you in the new year. Well, talk to you before that, sure. But really, really look forward to the holiday pack. When's it coming out? When's it coming out? When's it coming out? When's it coming out? Jason keeps posting things up about it, but I mean, it's just like, you know, shut up and take my money. God damn it.
Hey, I like that.
Bye.
Well, thanks, Mike. And I will tell you that this is a good time to tell everyone when the holiday pack will come out, Bill.
Okay.
It will be available Monday.
Which
is, what is this? The 16th, 17th, 18th, on the 19th. Monday the 19th. Do I have that right?
Steven? Yeah, you do.
Monday the 19th, you'll be able to donate $10 or more and get 4 episodes of Nowhere in Mulberry Holiday Pack.
And that's U.S. dollars. That means that it's less for most people
right.
to download. It's closer to $5 for them, $10
so
for
us. So if you want to like up it a little bit, you know, that economy there in the U.S. is horrible.
Yeah, we're almost a third world country now. So, I was in the bread line for 4 hours today.
Should I give another clue, Bill, about the holiday pack?
Why not? Give one.
One clue. Well, the first clue is that it'll be out on Monday, the 19th.
You'll be able That's to not really it. A clue. That's more yeah. of an announcement.
Here is the kind of content it is. All of the shows are NIMH movie minis. So if you guys don't remember what that is, that's when we talk about only one movie for the entire episode. It's called a NIMH Mini, but that's just a cute name. It's actually a NIMH Longy because it's long.
And really, it's almost the same length as the film.
Right. We're talking about a movie for the entire length of it, going over the entire thing, analyzing it and joking about it and laughing about our favorite parts and playing clips from it and that kind of thing, reminiscing basically. You know, and it's just kind of chit-chatting about it. So that's what the holiday pack will be. It'll be 4 NIMH movie minis. What movies will those be? Not going to tell you yet. Sorry. Aren't I a jerk?
You're an asshole.
Something to this.
Okay.
I'm working on something special.
Oh.
Myself.
Okay.
And I don't know. Can you tell the highest price that you get on your NIMH movie, your NIMH package, holiday package?
What do you mean, the highest donation
yes.
I've gotten? I'd say
No, I mean, can you tell who gets the highest? Whoever gets the highest donation, puts in the highest donation, will receive something special.
Oh, wow.
That I'm nice. Working on.
Okay, so anybody who donates the highest amount will get something special from Steven the Pop Culture
yes,
Zealot?
Yes, and I'm working on
a creation?
A creation.
Wow, that's cool, Steven.
A one-of-a-kind Steven?
Are we talking work of art?
Well, I'm not going to
You're not
going to
call it art. It's is it like a coat hanger mobile?
It's more
I'm
like
not gonna say
art.
Okay.
Okay. I'll say this much. It can be used as a Christmas tree ornament.
Oh, nice. Is it
does it involve emaciated dogs?
No. That would
but
be cool.
But you wait. On Monday, or whenever I finished, I will post a pic of it
nice.
Online.
So what should I do on Facebook? Say, so-and-so is in the lead right now.
No, I don't think you should say anything about
a blind, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Like by the time the donations have dried up, like within a week,
because, I mean, by the time
I'll
this comes out, I mean,
most.
Other than the people who are listening.
Right.
You know,
that's really cool. Are you okay? We have a lot of listeners from other countries. Are you willing to pay that postage?
Pay it, sure.
Really? Okay,
sure.
Say somebody from Norway or Kathmandu, Kalamazoo,
Australia,
Cucamonga, California,
Kokomo,
if it's Mike
Kokomo,
there in Ireland,
Xanadu.
if it's one of the Canadian listeners, sure.
Nice, that's awesome, Stephen. All right, that's really cool.
So
you heard it right
see
here.
What it is?
That sounds
it's an
really
envelope
cool.
full of anthrax.
Oh dear, that's not good.
Stephen's going to be going to federal
and
prison.
It's great.
For a
it's
few
a time
years.
Of giving. It's Christmas time. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know how to go about trying to give it away. Is it, you know, like first person in who signs in and does something, or
right?
No, I say we set deadline, like January 1st at midnight. Whoever is
okay.
has
yeah,
donated the
good.
Highest amount,
unless somebody was like, you know what, I want this item, $5,000 donation. Boom, January 2nd, all
they
boats are
wait
off.
Till
and
I
they
see
can.
What it is.
Yeah,
$5,000.
That'd be pretty cool. It's like it turns out to be. Stephen put his hand down on a piece of paper, drew a turkey with his crayons. That'd be awesome.
Well, then that's fine.
The
come on.
Yeah, Martin Riggs
but
would love that.
Wait and see what it is. I'm sweetening the pot of your NIM holiday package.
I love it. Thanks,
wait,
Stephen.
Pot.
And you know what? To you commemorate yourself, the it, moment, it's, Bill. It's,
is it a Steven version of Piss Christ?
It's a bong. Okay. Our chorus is ready. They're going to sing A Silent Night. You guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
One letter. Damn it, Cooley.
Come on, Cooley. Damn it. Oh, we'll come back to that. Okay, but we've got another voicemail, guys. This is from Adam. Adam from the Bay Area. Let's check it out.
Hey, nowhere in Mulberry. It's Adam. From the Bay Area. There's no other Adam that listens to the show, so I guess I should stop saying that. But, anyways, I was calling because I gotta vent a little bit about how excited I am about this holiday pack. I cannot wait for it, and I'm going a little crazy here. I keep wondering what's gonna be on it. I listened to an old episode of NIMH where Jason was talking about maybe doing a special commentary or recap on space, like a journey through space with Nowhere in Mulberry, and I'm thinking maybe that's it, maybe that's what it's going to be about.
That'd be cool, Bill.
I don't know what it's going to be, but I know that Jason is getting Jason
it.
And Bill
that's not
have been
it.
Grinding it out, and I'm not positive if Steven has been, no offense Steven if you have been, but and I didn't mention you, but yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that, and I just hope that everyone has been having a good holiday season, that they got their Christmas lights up, their tree up. Ross is moving into a house, and I'm still renovating mine. So the twin IMs are really, really slow going right now. Sorry, I wish that I was already in my house and that I could set up a little podcast zone up in my little attic space that I'm going to have my own little toy collection and video game center set up in. But you know what? Life is not like that for me right now. I got a lot of other stuff going on right now. So what is this, therapy? Is that what I'm turning these voicemails into? Therapy? Jeez Louise. I love your guys' show.
Us.
I'm very excited to listen to the new one. I hope you have a great one tonight. And
I'll be looking to hear
about this holiday pack. I'm questioning whether or not I should be pestering Jason for hints, but then I'm kind of like a giddy little schoolboy all excited to see what's in a stocking on Christmas morning, and it's like, if I know what's in a stocking but I can't play with it, do I really want to know what's in that stocking, or do I just want to wait till I can get my hands on it and just dig into all the Grim Goodness holiday pack specials. So, anyway, guys, I'm looking forward to it. I have a great show, and hopefully Laura can join you guys tonight because I miss hearing her on the show. And I love you guys. Have a great show.
You're welcome, Adam. Thank you. And I'm glad people are excited about this, especially you, Adam. You know, what's funny is Adam will text me every once in a while, and I'll talk to him. And I actually was asking him questions just to get a feel about things. Like, I wonder if he's seen the movies we're even talking about. And today he was like, can I have a little hint of what you guys did? And I just wrote, dude, I gave you hints all week. Did you figure that out? And he was like, huh? He was like, what? And then he's like, when? And I was like, never mind. I'm sure it drove him nuts. But that's right, Adam. After you listen to the show, you'll realize, like, you know, maybe he poured over the old text and he can see, like, oh, maybe he's put it all together. We'll see. It's possible. But I'm going to give another clue, Bill. Another clue of the NIMH holiday pack. And that is, these movies involve Bill and I traveling through time. It's not any current movie. Like, we didn't do an Inception show or anything like that. We didn't do a Watchmen show, which, you know, I'd like to do a show for that one day, Bill. But
that would be a very, very long show.
Yes, it would. We didn't do any current, you know, things like that. So that's a good clue right there. Movies from the 1920s, that's what it is. I just wanted to... No, we didn't go back that far.
All silent films.
Yes, all silent films.
So they don't speak during the whole thing.
So I was like,
no, neither do we. It's just 2 hours of silence.
So when I say, and here's a clip, it's just like.
No, so I had that piano.
Oh, sorry.
Playing.
Oh, yeah, time travel. But no, it's not Back to the Future.
No. So, but we will get to those films eventually.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. But, yeah, I'd really like to jump into those one day, Bill.
Do you really want to jump? Do you want to?
Yes, I do. I didn't cue that up at all, did I?
No.
All right, guys. Well, we have another voicemail. This one from Sean.
I'm peeing my pants. You're so funny out here.
Excuse me? I'd like to hear from Sean. Let's see if he wants to hear that NIMH holiday pack, guys. Let's check it out.
Hey, NIMH and Sean in LA. Just want to send you guys a quick voicemail saying happy holidays. Have a great show tonight. Looking forward to the holiday pack that's coming out soon. I got my money ready to donate. Cool that you guys have another one of these pretty quickly after the best of NIMH, because more NIMH is always awesome. So you guys take care. Have a nice holiday season. All right. Talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
Thank you, Sean. Love you, too. Happy holidays. And that was a quick voicemail from Sean. Boo. We need at least 5 minutes, right, guys?
Couple minutes.
Come on. It's Christmas time, guys.
Silent night.
Yeah. You guys keep working on that, okay?
Families, stockings, chestnuts. Rudolph and Frosty? Any of these things ring a bell?
I don't know. Chestnuts do.
You know what? I'm going to have to ask something here.
Okay.
Have any of you actually eaten chestnuts around Christmas?
No. I mean, it's like you roast them on an open fire, but no. Have you seen
them? Yeah. I was – because I noticed it. I was doing my my store list for the grocery store this week, and I noticed one of the stores had – imported chestnuts, and I was like, people actually buy those? Do they like the carol? Do they roast them on an open fire?
I've got a Christmas question also. You know the song that goes, "The most wonderful time of the year."
Yes,
you know that. And he goes, "We'll tell scary ghost stories and tales of the glorious Christmas is long." Now I always like stop and go, "Scary ghost stories." He's talking about specifically Charles Dickens' classic, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He's talking about Scrooged, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, with Bill Murray.
Yeah, with Bill Murray. So the scary ghost stories is really that one specific story. It's not like scary stories like on Halloween. So I'm really analyzing this.
Yeah. I also have a major problem with Baby It's Cold Outside, because it's just – it's so creepy to actually listen to the lyrics where this guy – I don't know if this is his girlfriend, someone he's familiar with, and then he's trying to get her to stay, and then he gives her booze, and then she says, "What's in this drink?" And it's just this entire creepy effort to get this woman to stay.
And then he's like,
at his house.
"Don't worry about it, just drink it."
Yeah. It's just, I get really, really creeped out. It's very date rapey.
Baby, it's cold outside. Lock on the door.
Yeah. In fact, I think there should be like an 80s slasher film called Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Like just guy that like keeps Let's women in his house.
Steven, do you have any creepy Christmas questions you can think of? I was thinking, is White Christmas a racist song, holiday song?
Absolutely.
Yes, that's what I thought. I'm dreaming of a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christmas with no other people of color around. Oh, that's horrible. How can they sing that, Bill?
Some people just, they don't deal well.
So to counteract that,
change.
I play this on Christmas, Bill. This is Christmas music. Yeah! And collard greens! That's my favorite part of the song. And cut.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in Argyle's limo.
Want to pick up some mama bears or something. Oh, I don't remember. A few mama bears. Oh, they're ready.
Damn it,
Cool. God. All right, we got another voicemail. This one from Rick. Rick, part two. Let's check it out.
Hey, guys, it's Rick. Blah, 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 voicemail time. How are you guys doing? It's been a while. It seems like it's been a really long time before we've hung out, before we've, just shot the shit, caught up on old times. It seems like it's been a really long time. So I miss you guys, and we should catch up, you know? Maybe go to Denny's or, Dairy Queen. Is that another one?
That works.
No, Applebee's. Let's go to Applebee's or Olive Garden. I'm down with either of those two. Or maybe Chuck-O-Rama's, whatever. I'm easy. You guys pick. I'll meet you there. Eat until we vomit. And I think that's probably the best thing that we can do right now. So, call me. This was Rick from Australia. And the other day, right, I was just about.
Very funny, Rick. So funny.
You know, one of the best Christmas gifts I ever got was from Rick, and that was a DVD of Curse of the Komodo.
Yes, I have that too.
That's an excellent film. That
it's genius.
The cover has absolutely nothing to do with the film itself.
Let me kill a murderer.
There's like an Apache attack helicopter on the cover, and I was like, Jim Wynorski
awesome.
Never put that in that film.
He forgot to. Yeah. Maybe that was just like Photoshop. It's like, what can we really spruce this up with? I know, helicopter! Huh?
I love Jim Wynorski.
Let's do it, asshole.
Excuse me? All right, well, guys, what do you say we do a real quick entertainment segment? Because I want to talk about a new movie that came out.
All right.
Let's do it. Woohoo! Merry Christmas, everybody! It's a time of holiday cheer or something. Right? Do you guys, Bill, I know where you live, it snows all the time, right? Like every
nonstop.
So, like, if it's, like, snowing on Christmas, it's, like, big effing deal, right? BFD?
Yeah.
I think, was it last year or the year before?
Last year we
got a white Christmas. Mm-hmm. Or no, it was the year before. Something like, we got snow on the Super Bowl. Like that, right on that day before we got a snowfall. But the year before we got snow, right on Christmas. Right now, what is it? It's 44 degrees outside. Hasn't gotten that cold. I'm wondering, If, like, by next week we'll get any snow, I doubt it. But
it's just been raining here. We haven't gotten any snow yet at all this season.
Really?
Yeah, no snow at all.
So if it only
just rain.
If you were to get snow one day a year and it would be on Christmas, that would be pretty cool, right?
Absolutely.
Just sit on the porch, drink some hot cocoa or something?
Well, I wouldn't sit on the porch in the snow, but...
Right.
I would enjoy the view.
I'm imagining you have a covered porch.
I have a covered deck on the front and back of the house.
Right, so you could sit while it's snowing there, right? Or would
it's
it be
a little cold.
Okay.
You know, 32 degrees, it needs to be freezing for snow. That's a little cold.
Ho.
Okay, so no. You're all bundled up and you have two mufflers on.
Two mufflers.
Right.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. You're sitting on the porch and you're watching the snow, drinking hot cocoa. Do you have marshmallows?
Yes.
Yeah, I always put marshmallows like in my hot cocoa, and what's cool is like if you have a whole fresh bag, I like drop it to where they're like stacked, like coming out of the cup.
Absolutely,
kind of
they have to melt and leave like a nice cover of marshmallow over the hot chocolate.
I always like when you go to a restaurant or something, like Rick mentioned Denny's. You go to Denny's, ask for a hot cocoa or something. They put a little whipped cream on there. Yeah, do you like that? Because I dig it.
You know what? I like whipped cream, but I think I like marshmallows better just for the sugar content.
Yeah, I'll do whipped cream. I think it's neat, but if they have marshmallows, I prefer that.
Speaking of chocolate, I got one of the gifts I bought my mom this year is these salted caramels, and I always remember like on Top Chef Just Desserts, they would mention salted caramel.
Right.
And I was like, oh, you know, I want to try these. I'll get my mom one. I got myself one. And I wasn't waiting until Christmas, so I opened them yesterday. Holy crap. It might just be the best thing I've ever eaten.
Nice.
The mix of salt and caramel and chocolate. Oh, good Lord. That is so good.
Yeah.
Now get me a hot chocolate with salt and caramel.
Do you like, say, chocolate-covered pretzels?
Oh my God! Yes.
So okay, I see where you're coming from now. That's
yeah.
There's
a place. There's a chocolatier, a chocolate company that I grew up with in southwestern Pennsylvania called Saris's, and they were known for their chocolate covered pretzels. And we would like get a box of those for Christmas and just destroy them. Anything salty, chocolatey. Yeah,
my problem is eating too many, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. That's really dangerous.
Good. Yeah, you got to be careful with that. Now, the reason I brought all of this up is because Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol came out. And you like that segue, Steven? Mm-hmm. Makes no sense whatsoever. But come on.
It's salty and chocolatey.
And Tom Cruise-ish.
Well, he's hot.
Yeah.
He's hot and chocolatey.
You know, he's got a hood on the poster. I was like, is he a Jedi
Why?
In that? Or,
Jedi robe? Did he loot a nice robe?
He did. Plus 14 willpower, Bill.
That's why he can dangle off the tallest building in the world.
And it's got minus 8 thetans, so he's doing pretty good.
Well, he's ahead of the game then, because he's clear.
That's true. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, it's getting really good reviews. God damn it. I always do this thing, Bill. It's so funny. I'm sitting in an office chair, right? And I've done this several times. I think Lenara was here, too. I tuck my legs under the chair, and I will pull up on the
yeah,
chair,
and then you end up getting your legs locked underneath.
And I sink down like that. So I got to stop doing that. But in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which is directed by who, Bill?
Brad Bird.
Who directed?
Iron Giant.
The Iron Giant and?
Incredibles.
That's right. So he's done some pretty damn good flicks, but they were animated. Can he do it with live action? Well, from what I've seen on like Rotten Tomatoes and stuff, it looks like he can, huh?
I think you almost have a better idea, like a better spatial awareness as a director whenever you work in animation.
Right.
So I think he can only benefit.
So basically what I've read is that it's the best Mission Impossible.
Oh, even better than J.J. Abrams?
That's just what I've heard. I mean, honestly, the first Mission Impossible, from what I can remember, it was a fun
movie. It's terrible.
I was going to say it was a fun movie, I guess, but it's not.
It made absolutely no sense whatsoever.
I remember the helicopter blade almost hitting him at the end. Remember that?
Yeah. All I remember of it is Brian De Palma had a hard-on for the masks. Like, they pull somebody to be, no, wait, it's someone else. It was a mask.
Also, John Voight's the most ridiculous bad guy in that. I thought he's weak, bad guy. Mission Impossible 2, the John Woo movie, absolutely ridiculous. But
it's absurd.
I can sit and watch that and laugh and be entertained by it, especially the motorcycle part where they drive towards each other.
Oh yeah, the motorcycle joust.
And they fly up in the air and just crash into each other. And like, oh, it doesn't make any sense at all. John Woo was making it up as he went along, I think.
There was no script at all.
I don't know what the hell was going on.
Well, I think Tom Cruise was like, man, you ever ride a Ducati? He's like, no.
Probably and with your mama's sweet ass.
Well,
excuse me, what? So, Mission Impossible 2, ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Mission Impossible 3, J.J. Abrams. That was a lot of fun. Had a lot of energy, a lot going on. Bill, was there any lens flare in it?
You know what? I don't remember.
I wonder if there was. I don't know.
One minute. Damn it, Cooley.
Damn it, Cooley. Jesus. What's wrong with Cooley? Just kick him out of the quartet or whatever. I know. His timing's all off. So I'm really excited to see that. I've got to see it. Now, also, Sherlock, No Shit Sherlock, Game of Shadows came out.
I really don't care.
I was a fan of the first one. I mean, I liked it all, and I watched it on HBO a couple times. And that guy, Robert Downey Jr., he's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I just wouldn't rush out to the theater and see it. I really want to go see Ghost Protocol in IMAX, but IMAX theaters around here are I think there's three, but they're all like more than an hour away from me, and I just don't have that dedication,
right?
Especially during the holidays when it's a bitch to go into the city.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about this, Bill, because I've read certain people. Sometimes you read something on Twitter and you get a hint at them all talking about the same thing, but you're not sure what it is. Mm-hmm. What is this Dark Knight screening or Dark Knight Rises thing going on?
Yeah, there's like 6 minutes of the Dark Knight Rises in IMAX before Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Okay, that's what
and it's. I guess it's kind of the remember the how he showed the opening of the Dark Knight, like the bank robbery scene.
Oh yeah, totally.
So I think that's basically what he's doing here, but it involves Bane.
Oh, so everybody's like, "Holy shit! I gotta go see this! I gotta go see it! Oh my god!"
I would rather just wait for the film. I don't really dig the previews.
You know, I feel the same way. Sometimes it drives me nuts when you go to see a trailer that's so awesome you're excited about that the movie that follows you don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
You remember when you went to see Wing Commander with Freddie Prinze and it had the
so
Phantom Menace
trailer?
So I could
go see the Phantom Menace trailer?
Yeah, and you're like, I don't even want to see Matthew Willard now. I was all excited before I saw the trailer to Star Wars. Now I want to see that.
Yeah, he's been my favorite since Hackers.
Yeah, he's a genius. Yes. He's a genius. I especially like how he can somehow stick his tongue out in every performance he has, where his tongue just somehow comes out. I don't know what
well, his tongue gets double billing.
Yeah.
You won't try nothing?
So, what else, Bill? I guess that's it, right? I was excited to talk
about
that.
Well, I mean, gosh, you know, Christmas, there's a ton of movies.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, and I want to say this. I saw The Muppets, enjoyed the hell out of that, and I saw Arthur Christmas, and I enjoyed that.
Are you sure you really enjoyed The Muppets, or are you just saying you did because of a past nostalgia?
I'm going to say that I enjoyed the hell out of it. You know what? We lifted the armrest. We had Emma in between us. We had Heather on one side, Emma, me. We had our arms around each other. We were having a good time. We would hug sometimes with great moments
on. That's because you're a family and you're together. Is it because the film was any good?
Yes. I think it was. And I love
you know, I honestly think you're just deluding yourself.
Well, there's this character named Walter, Bill, and he's identified with the Muppets mainly because he is a Muppet, right?
Okay.
And I feel that I've always been a Muppet my entire life. I was created by Jim Henson, so I have a lot to relate to him with.
Oh, okay.
And it makes me want to sing. So let's go, guys.
Silent night.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff there, huh, Bill? And Arthur Christmas, Bill, I was trying to tell you this, that it's a lot of fun. It's very British-y humor, I think. You know? It's very fast-paced dialogue and stuff. And I'd almost say the kids probably miss most of it, but it's really funny and witty, too.
I was really interested in that one. But it kind of, I think it kind of came and went around where I was.
It's pretty good. You should check it out.
That makes you a murderer.
I don't understand how that makes me a murderer, but okay. Now, okay. This is what I want to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll reveal the first movie, Bill, in the NIMH holiday package. What do you say?
Excellent.
That sounds like it's going to be pretty awesome.
One minute. Damn it.
And I can
finally get his shit together by the time.
During the break, I can fix my microphone because it just broke.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, let's take a break, guys. Holiday cheer. Let's go roast some chestnuts. You know what I'm saying?
Delicious.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
I'm peeing my pants. You're so funny out here.
The Donnie and Marie Christmas special will continue in a moment.
It's a world of celebration, joyful Yuletide expectation, where peace and love are felt throughout the land. It's an M&M's chocolate candy season. Moms and Santas know the reason. The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand. All the world loves M&M's. They're pure milk chocolate joy for everyone.
M&M's chocolate candies. The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand. There's a place where Christmas dreams come true. The Kmart Toy Store. Look inside and see what we've got. All the great new toys you and your kids will love a lot. We've got cars and trucks and helicopters. That should come as no surprise. And dolls and phones and board games for kids of every size. With Hasbro, Bradley, Mattel, Kenner, Fisher-Price, and Ideal. All the makers you've come to trust. We've been stocking up with a big Christmas rush. But before any of those toys make it to the shelf, we give them something very nice. We pick them up and give them a low, low Kmart price. Christmas dreams can come true. It's certainly happened before. And there's a place that makes the dreams real easy on you. The Kmart Toy Store.
I got a feeling I'm going to get something really good this Christmas.
Kmart, we've got it.
Wake up, toys, or you're gonna miss Christmas Eve with the Kodak Disc. Someone got the family a Kodak Disc. Just look at all the shots they're not gonna miss. There's never been a time that's better than this to give someone the Kodak Disc.
Nothing's easier to use than the Kodak Disc camera. It loads in a snap and knows just when to flash. No wonder it's such a great Christmas gift, Christmas gift.
So when you go out and shop, just remember to stop.
Monday, a magical night of make-believe when the most famous reindeer of them all meets the new holiday arrival. He won't be around to see his holiday come in.
The happiness of all the world's children depends on you. You must find the baby New Year.
Rudolph's shiny New Year. Monday.
Perhaps more than any other time of year, this is the season when millions of people discover Polaroid cameras do what no other kind of camera can do.
What's this? Thanks for the milk and cookies, and thanks for the beautiful Polaroid picture. Love, Santa.
Happy holidays from Polaroid.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
You just said the magic words, and look what you did. And look at the world of savings at Toys R Us this Christmas. From Worlds of Wonder, it's laser tag. Fire the laser tag starlight and send an infrared beam of light to the laser tag star sensor.
Swell!
Also comes with a star belt, all for only $44.99. Get additional star sensors and other laser tag gear from Worlds of Wonder at Toys R Us.
It's the world's biggest Toys R Us!
T'was the night before Christmas, and there in the house, the kitten discovered the new Commodore's mouse. Now touch the mouse to do what you choose. The mouse makes the Commodore simpler to use. Educate. Entertain. put thoughts together. The world's best-selling family computer just got better. So bring home the new Commodore 64 now. A Commodore Christmas to all. And to all,
tis the season to be sharing, Fred.
Happy holidays, pal.
Oh, Fred. Rudy and Cocoa Pebbles cereals, part of this nutritious breakfast.
Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Where's that noise? Go away! Who's there?
Oh, the taste of nuts and honey, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah! Humbug. I've better things to do.
But Mr. Scrooge, Honey Nut Cheerios, it's the holidays.
The customary gruel will suffice, thank you.
Yeah, but Honey Nut Cheerios wants the taste of real golden honey and nuts.
I said, did you say honey and nuts?
Messages to choose from. Hallmark has a card for everyone on your Christmas list.
John E. Smith, sure. John D. Smith, sure. John D. Smith.
What about John C. Smith?
Naughty.
Whether they deserve one or not.
Hallmark has a way.
One cold winter's eve, Bertie and Grimace wandered McDonald's land in search of...
a gift for Ronald.
Got any bright ideas?
When lo and behold, a little star hopped from the heavens and twinkled down to earth.
Look, Grimace, a falling star.
Ooh, maybe we can catch it.
And so they did.
You'll make the perfect gift for Ronald.
The little star was wrapped and ribboned and given... but,
oh, dear me.
Twinkle, it didn't.
You see, Bertie and Grimace, a star can never belong just to me. It belongs way up high for everyone to see. So let's wish him home where it'll twinkle and glow.
And so they did as they stood in the snow.
Look, the star's back at home in the sky. Good as new. And I have the best gift of all. Friends like you.
Happy holidays. McDonald's.
He got it better that time. All right, guys, we're back, and I'm going to reveal the first movie on the NIMH Holiday Pack. It's a nostalgic favorite, It's a childhood favorite, I guess is what I'm trying to say, but I don't know how to talk. But before I do, I'm going to play you a clip of Sofia Vergara announcing some Golden Globe nominees. Do you guys remember, what was that for? The Emmys? She was like, Kyra Sedgwick, the closer, or something like that.
I love this lady. She is such a mess.
She is. And she is so, like, friggin' sexy, too, at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Dead sexy.
And she cannot talk.
No. Well, she just... It's not that she can't talk. She's just... she has terrible English.
I think that they get her on purpose, Bill, because she's hilarious doing these.
Yeah. There's even a whole bit in the Modern Family that she can't say anything right. It's always... with the accent and screwed up.
Kyra Sedgwick, the closer.
So she...
They should just have her do it naked.
Yes, and she should do the Oscars, too. All the Oscar nominees. Also.
Yes, definitely.
Now, here's her listing some nominees for the Golden Globes. Let's check it out. And some of them, I have no idea what she's saying, but it's hilarious.
Best performance by an actress in a miniseries or motion picture made for television. Roma Lagaray, The Hour. Diane Lane, Cinema Verite. Elizabeth McGovern, Downton Abbey, Masterpiece. Emily Watson, Appropriate Adult. Kate Winslet, Mildred Pierce. Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a motion picture. Kenneth Branagh, My Week with Marilyn. Albert Brooks, Drive. Jonah Hill, Moneyball. Viggo Mortensen, A Dangerous Method.
Moneyball.
Christopher Plummer, Beginners. Best Director, Motion Picture. Woody Allen, Midnight in Paris. George Clooney, The Ides of March. Michael Hazanavicius, The Artist. Alexander Payne, The Descendant. Martin Scorsese, Hugo.
What the hell was that? Martina Scorsese for Hugo. I love that.
I like the first one. The very, very first one. I couldn't understand a single word of it.
What was it? What was...
Michael Hazanavicius.
Who?
Michael Hazanavicius.
Hazanavicius? What?
Martina Scorsese.
What was that before The Hour? It was...
Roma Lagaray, The Hour.
What?
What is she saying there?
Roma de la guy.
Now, I could make out Cinema Verite. I like that.
Cinema Verite.
Cinema Verite. But my favorite was...
Moneyball.
Moneyball. I love that. I love the way she talks.
A Dangerous Method.
Oh, I can't even breathe.
I love it so much. How great is she?
I'm crying.
They need to keep getting her for doing all of these. I think she's fantastic.
Oh, God, yeah. They just need to have her host.
You would be good with the chili peppers.
Exactly. That's who she sounds like, isn't it?
He back a gun.
Wow. So I guess Martina Scorsese was nominated for the Hugo.
Now he tells me.
Martina Scorsese.
Martina?
I'm picking this guy to win.
Michael Hazanavicius.
Michael Hazanavicius. What?
What was that for? I gotta look up his name to see what it is for real.
Michael Hazanavicius.
He's for me.
Yeah, what was that for?
Like Michael Hazanavicius.
I know.
He's forming letters together.
Roma Lagaray, The Hour.
Roma Lagaray, The Hour? What is she saying there?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going for Jonah Hill.
Moneyball.
Moneyball.
I got to mute my mic and blow my nose.
You won't try nothing?
No, he's going to be good. Until Bill comes back.
One net. Damn it.
God, holy God. What is wrong with this guy, huh?
What? Giving him every chance in the world?
His nose is too pointy. His eyes are beady. His ears are too big. He needs a shave.
I agree.
Eyes are definitely beady now. Holy shit.
Okay, guys. First,
I haven't laughed that hard in ages.
It's good stuff, man. Good content.
Ow. Yeah, Kelly in the chat room said, that's awesome. Bill is broken. Yeah, I'm ruined. Oh, my God.
All right, Bill.
I'm going to die.
All right, Bill, we time traveled last week and we went back in time to see some of our favorite movies when we were younger.
Yes.
One of those movies. And it's funny. One of the funny things is that we talk about is, you know, I'm older than you. And so I was a certain age when the movie came out.
Saying something?
And you were young. No. I'm saying like I'll be 13 when a movie came out and you were like 8 or something like that. So it's interesting. Two different perspectives.
Yeah, definitely a different dynamic.
And sometimes I'm like, you are way too young to be watching this movie, Bill, or something like that, you know.
So well, I would always sneak down into our game room. We had, you know, our entertainment room in our basement whenever my dad wasn't around, and I had to watch things. I had to know what was going on.
I'm worried that this first movie will people won't be as excited about it as I was to do it. That we
really
were to do it. Really, I hope they are, because it's a lot of fun. It's a childhood favorite, and one of the challenges to doing it in a way was, will people like it as much as we do? We did. Will people like it as much as we did when we were younger? And will they like it now? Because that's one thing we talk about. Do we still like this movie, Bill? Like, as we're watching it, as we're talking about it, like, does it still hold up? And that's one of the many parts of the, one of the reasons we did it. We wanted to know, will we still dig this? Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, do these nostalgic favorites hold up, you know, 15, 20... 25 years later.
Right. So I want to give a clue to what this first movie is. What do you say?
All right.
All right. This is going to be tough. All right. You guys ready? Should I just play a clip from the movie?
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go.
Why did you use the stairs?
Use the stairs! 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 The stupid guys up there told me to use the stairs when Dana's falling! Dana's kind of nobody's care anymore!
He's okay.
Do you guys know what movie that is? Did I pick a more obscure clip there?
It's Sofia Vergara in her younger years.
$50 bill. $50 bill. $50 bill.
$50 bills.
$50 bill! $50 bill! Do you guys know what that is?
We can save the Goon Dogs!
Oh, shit!
Yeah! Come on, you guys know what this is, huh?
God meant to do it that way, you'd all be pissing in your faces.
Looks fine to me.
Come on, Steven, you know what it is, don't you?
Of course I know what it is.
Is anybody guessing in the break room, Bill?
Yep, we've got... Kelly was the first one, Goonies.
Nice. The Goonies. Childhood favorite. Loved it. Loved it when I was a kid. Richard Donner directed it. Steven Spielberg produced it.
From a story by Steven Spielberg.
Christopher Columbus, the guy who discovered America, wrote it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
Not America Vespucci. It was actually Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
Yep.
Rocky Road?
Sloth is a genius! Come on! An actor that I always loved.
Bruce? Bruce?
Oh, man.
Go join your friends, you wiggles!
Are you good?
Yeah! So if you guys want to check out The Goonies, Nim Movie Mini... We're talking all about it. We'll tell you what we thought of it. We talk about the entire movie, Bill. Beginning
we do,
to
from first frame to last frame.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
I know. Yep. We
it's them goobers.
It's them goobers. Oh, I love it. And just before we move on from the Goonies, let's check out the Truffle Shuffle. Let's listen to these sound effects.
Hey, just sound.
same thing in my entire life. First, you gotta do the truffle shuffle. Come on. Do it. Come on.
What's the sound effect?
Do it.
Do it, Chunk.
Put it out, Mom.
Jug of milk? What is that sound?
Mouth is an asshole.
He is. Totally.
You
is.
See this one? This one's mine.
I'm taking it back.
I'm taking them all back.
Here's one of my favorite parts, Bill.
We're in deep shit now, Francis.
Yeah. It's so, super sloth.
I got to tell you, Bill, that it was so much fun doing the show with you and us just talking about it and then mixing in all the clips and stuff. It was a lot of fun working on it. By the time I'm done with the show, I never want to watch the movie again because that's how in detail I went into it. It's like, I can't do this anymore. I'm done.
Well, I had a ton of fun talking about it because I've always talked about how it was one of the films that I've watched a million times as a kid, always pestered my mom into renting it when we were at the grocery store and it was there.
Yeah.
I've seen it so many times. It was cool to sit down and talk about it and really take a look at it so many years later and see how goofy it was or how it held up.
Right.
Or how completely nonsensical it was at times.
And just how we know that Chunk, he's the real star of the movie.
Chunk is.
Chunk! No! Captain Chunk!
I mean, that kid just steals it. Think that he just went to become an entertainment lawyer, not...
Yeah, he didn't do acting after this.
No.
It was just like a fun thing to do and move on. And that's pretty cool, you know? You hit, you do it, and you move on. So he did the right way, I think.
Absolutely.
I would have liked to have done that, been in a cool movie like that. Now, Bill, what do you say? We're not really going to talk about TV shows. So, I mean, I would love to talk about Cake Boss, The Next Great Baker, Bill, but I haven't gotten to watch it yet.
I haven't watched any of it. I wasn't aware that it had started.
I have everything stacked on my DVR. I was watching it at one point when I was recording where Buddy was making them all make life-size cakes of his sisters, and I just thought that was cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, man.
But it is, oh, my God. When they did the breasts on these cakes, it is so funny. What, the one sister, it's not Mary, but the other one who talks like this. I know they all do, but...
All of them are annoying.
She looked like they put two, like, softballs. They're perfectly round balls for her breasts, and it was hilarious.
Chesticles.
Yes, they give her chestnuts. Chestnuts.
Are they roasting on an open fire?
Yes. we watched The Walking Dead finale. We didn't really get to cover that.
Mid-season finale,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, mid-season finale. And I just want to get this out there that Shane is my favorite character.
Yeah.
The whole part at the end with the barn, I thought that was genius. I love that he did everything he did.
He was the only one that really made sense at the end.
He did.
But see, that's what's scary about it. He's the only one that made sense, but he's also completely and totally psychopathic.
Yes. Like when he's like starts tearing the door down, he goes, I'm going to show you how to do this. And there's this line from Josie Wells that I always remember, and they needed to give it to him. Do you remember the part where Josie Wells goes, he's basically telling him, if you want to survive, you got to get mean. You got to get mad dog mean. You got to get pissed off that these people want to hurt you and fight back. That's what Shane basically was telling them. You know, this is the kind of world we live in. You need to get mad and do something about it. And that's why I really got off on that scene.
When he was like, these people aren't going to get better.
Oh, I love that. When he was shooting the zombie, he goes, does it look, she's still walking around. That's in the lungs. That's in her heart. She's still alive. And the guy's like, huh, interesting. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, but the guy needed a dramatic, what would you call it, an intervention, zombie intervention.
Yeah. I mean, because at any time, they could have broken out.
Yeah, it was dangerous. So the guy was stupid. And the fact that, you know, they were catching with those poles.
Well, they were breaking out. Yeah, that's the whole point.
They were, I mean, that looked pretty flimsy. They'd eventually give way, wouldn't it? like a bunch of dead weight leaning on a door.
Poles or whatever.
Yeah, his son, like, or whatever he was, some kid, cousin, he slipped. He could have easily gotten bit. It's just stupid, you know? Yep. And the fact that at the end, Sophia was in the barn, that was really effective to me, and it almost made a lot of the annoyance about where she was make sense, and it relieved a lot of the tension from her being missing the whole time.
I actually went, oh, shit.
It was really sad, and the fact that Rick is like, and did you get the feeling that Shane didn't want any part of that? I'm not taking her out or something.
Yeah, well, he's already the bad guy. He doesn't want to even be even worse.
I'm not going to give you more reason to hate me. The fact that Rick took her out, it was good. I hate all the stuff with Lori.
I hated all the stuff with Lori in the comic, let alone...
The fact that they have a baby. There's one scene, we might have even talked about the episode but glossed over it. Do you remember when she takes the morning after pill that won't work anyway?
Yeah.
You know, once you're pregnant, you're pregnant. It works like the next day, the morning after. So anyway, when Rick kind of acts pissed off, like, weren't you going to, you know, how could you make this decision? None of that would happen in the real world with zombies. He would completely understand. It seems like a scene that's just written to make some kind of conflict. I don't believe that in any way he would be upset with her at all. I honestly don't. It seemed like a completely, like, just, okay, we're going to have Rick mad at her for wanting to abort the baby and be, you know, not want to understand. It's not going to happen. You are going to understand.
You know? Exactly. You really want to bring a child into that?
Yeah, where dead people come to life. I can completely understand you not wanting to have this child. You know, that's more of an interesting... Say this, Rick completely understands. Like, I don't think you should have the child either. And maybe have Andrea, who we already hate, Andrea, her go, well, that's wrong. You shouldn't abort a baby. That's a sin or something. That would really annoy the shit out of us, wouldn't it? We're like, we already hate her, and now she's getting preachy. Do that at least, but don't have
I don't know if it's the woman plays the role of that so well that I can't stand her, or if she's just terrible. I don't know which it is that I don't like about her now.
I think it's just her character, because I do think she's a good actress. But I love when she starts fighting back and she starts shooting him, and then she gets all horny and jumps Shane. That was hilarious.
She's very horny.
But the one thing I don't understand is they just drove away from Walker's. He stops the car and he's like, all right then, let's do it.
Let's do it right here.
But the windows are down. That bothers me. Roll the windows up, have the AC on, and then do it. But you don't want a Walker reaching in while you're like doing your business, right?
Mid-coitus.
Yeah. I'm still bothered by the fact that people talk and never look around like okay, well, is there anybody around?
Yeah, wouldn't you constantly be looking around?
Yeah, totally. So, that's Walking Dead. Bill, I'm behind an episode on Revenge. Still love that show.
I was pissed because there wasn't one this Wednesday.
Yeah, I guess after Christmas it'll be back.
Oh, is that what it is? These
I think
bastards.
So. There hasn't been a Fringe for a while.
Yeah, that comes back in what, January?
I think February. It was
Christ.
The last episode is like Fringe will return in February and March. Oh, check back with us. And I was like, what? You bastard. So that's it. Bill, do you want to do some news? Do we have some entertainment?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I can dig something up here.
Okay, let's do some news, and I will give the next movie in our holiday pack after a couple of stories. What do you say?
All right.
All right, guys. When we come back, we're going to, you know, Norman Mulberry comes back after the holidays. We'll have a real show with real discussion of TV shows. Not that anyone... I mean, does anyone care? I don't know. Maybe they're just entertained by the fact that we talk about shows. But we'll be back to talk about things. And I'm going to stop talking now. Let's do the news. Damn it, Coolie. That's what I'm going to say from now on. Damn it, Coolie! Yes, it is, Mr. Joshua. Now, Bill, before, I don't even know if this is a news story, so I'm afraid to say anything. So let's do you have a news story? First news story of the holiday season. I got nothing. Shut up, Jason.
No, go ahead. Do what you want to do.
I thought it
gives
me
time to dig something up.
We used to make fun of this show when it had. Okay, here's a hint of what I'm talking about. See if Bill gets it right away. Okay, that's the way we're rolling this year.
This episode.
This is how we're rolling.
We're loose.
Yeah. I'm going to give Bill a hint of what I'm talking about. Let's see if he gets it right away. That something that I want to talk about. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, except that... here we go. Okay, here we go. Here's a hint, Bill.
For you, I'm Christmas tree.
Oh, Leonid.
Okay.
America's Got Talent.
So what could I be referring to now?
The great Howard Stern is going to become a judge on America's Got Talent.
You know, it was like rumored for a while, and
yeah.
you weren't even sure he was kind of joking about it on the
show.
Well,
he's always done that. He's always joked about how his dream job is either the host of a game show or a judge on, I guess you would call that like a game show.
Talent competitions like
yeah,
American Idol.
Yeah, because you just go there, you judge people, and then you go home. There's right. no real, I don't...
And he loves all those shows, too.
Oh, God, yeah. He watches the hell out of them.
Because
he loves to critique people.
Right.
He's that type of person that just loves to pick the little things out on people.
And so he announced yesterday on his show that he would be a new judge because Piers Morgan left.
Yeah, Piers Morgan made a very big mistake in thinking that he could be the next Larry King.
Yes.
But he chose that.
And why would you want to be the next Larry King? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I never watched that show. I always felt Larry King was a terrible interviewer. And somehow, Piers Morgan is actually a worse interviewer than Larry King.
You know who's a better interviewer than either one of them, though?
Michael Hazanavicius.
He's fantastic.
The guy's got talent, man.
He is amazing.
And
I hate America's Got Talent.
So
I can't stand
it,
that
it
show.
It is something that you guys know because of this show. I watch a lot of bad TV, but it has entertainment value, like something like Tool Academy, I think is gold. That America's Got Talent, something about it just repulses me. I can't do it. I know. I'd turn it off. I just can't handle it. I don't know if it's Howie Mandel or what, but I just can't.
I think it's the whole thing. Just the Nick Cannon host, and then you've got it's all like variety acts.
Every once
There's
in a while,
no
they'll
real.
Have, they'll have a dance troupe with like scantily clad women, and maybe I could sit through that for a minute, but then I got to change it, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah, you're right. It's
it gets old really fast.
It's not
there's no true talent on it.
Yeah, I mean the singers okay. They can
for God's
sing.
Sake, a ventriloquist guy won the first season, right? Isn't that
yeah? And I think Howard was saying that last year a Frank Sinatra impersonator won.
Yeah, like he's singing somebody else's songs. What?
It's just really stupid.
Shouldn't it be like a kind of a, you know, a singer-songwriter contest or something, you know?
Yeah, and they, you know, they have shows like American Idol and stuff, but how cool would it be like somebody
why not let
who
them write and sing
yeah,
their own
there's a
stuff
show
versus
like that on Bravo with Jewel who hosted it. The songwriter is
oh, really?
Yeah. I watched the first couple of episodes. Emma and I got into it, but then I lost interest, but
you let them write and do their own thing and mm-hmm. then you judge them on that.
I know every time I turned it on last year, it was a guy that each time the show was on, he jumped from a platform into a kiddie pool at increasingly higher heights.
So he did like in cartoons the way they do that, like Bugs
yeah.
Bunny? I will dive into this fishbowl of water.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was stunned that they would humor this guy.
Yeah, that there's a lot of humoring going on just for, you know, TV needs train wrecks for you to keep watching. And didn't Howard say that he would do away with that or want to?
Well, I think he wants to limit the amount of train wrecks.
Right.
He also wants to get to know the parents of the people or of the children that are on these shows because he finds them more fascinating than the kids because they tend to push their kids into it.
Right. It'll be interesting to see if the changes that he wants to make, if he can. It's kind of like a politician. When I get into office, I'm going to make these changes. I want to see if, like, he can really make any of those changes by being a judge. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, I don't see. It's not his show.
Producer or something.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what he's going to be able to do on it. But
you know who I want to see on there, Bill?
Who's that?
Damn it, Cooley.
Cooley would be great on there, but he'd get a...
Yeah, he'd get a red X instantly.
He would.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I am going to give it a chance just for for Howard. I'm interested.
Me too. We'll definitely check it out and talk about it on the show.
I just want to see if it's a train wreck or, you know, who he rips into. Because there's always those initial auditions where it's somebody really, really awful, kind of like the American Idol thing.
That's what people love to watch, though. They love to watch the train wrecks, you know?
Yeah.
A dangerous method.
That is really dangerous. She should watch out. She should be more careful. She might trip over the English language.
Cinema verite.
That's close. Is that cinema verite? Is that what she said?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
I really want to see that one movie. What's that movie? God, it's got Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. What is that, Bill?
Moneyball.
Yeah, that's it. Got to see that. It's before he got all skinny. I'm sorry, Jonah Hill looks weird because...
He's got a massive head?
Yeah, but he's... I know he lost a lot of weight and he's proud of it, but he's wearing, like, super skinny clothes. Like,
he's still not that skinny.
Like, he wears really skinny jeans and he comes off weird, like a cartoon character or something. He looks like from Despicable Me, you know, that was body shaped.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to wear just regular pants. Stop wearing the skinny jeans, you know?
Well, and he always wears stuff that, like, calls attention to how massive his head is.
Right.
Like a flannel kind of pattern or something.
Then he's in that babysitting movie where before he lost weight, and it's kind of weird, isn't it? He's, like, alternate reality version of
himself. Have you seen the trailer for his 21 Jump Street?
Yes, I have.
My God, what the hell are they doing?
I just wanted to know where the 10 cc's of China White were, Bill.
Yeah, Speedball and Pure Flank.
That's right. Where the hell is Speedball and with Pure Flake at?
I don't know.
Have you seen his little cartoon show he created?
Oh, no, Fox. I haven't watched that yet.
10 cc's of China White, Speedball and with Pure Flake.
Good or bad?
Terrible.
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 It's not even bad. It's beyond bad.
Well, what is that style that they make it in?
Cinema verite.
Oh, is it done in that style?
No,
it's a cartoon. It's how could you do that, Bill?
Crappy style.
What method do they use it when they animate that?
A dangerous method.
Oh, okay. Very sharp.
That's why
pencil.
They have to outsource it to Korea.
Very sharp markers when they color it. All right, Bill. Let's have a new story.
All right. In Carlisle, Pennsylvania, police run a routine patrol when they saw Daniel Minimum plowing through the flowers.
Daniel Minimum.
Minimum. Minimum. Then Daniel Minimum. He wasn't gardening, though. He was driving. They saw the 33-year-old Carlisle resident drive his car into the grassy area. Oh, no. After destroying some flower plot. Jesus Christ. After destroying some flower pots along the way, police said Minimum kept driving south. Police then turned on their lights to pull over Minimum. But the man wouldn't stop for at least 3 blocks. When he finally stopped, police said Minimum had the smell of alcohol on his breath, bloodshot eyes, terrible balance, terrible.
How much did he have to drink?
Just a little. Just a sip.
The
Minimum balance.
good time.
But I love that this entire story, I mean, it's just your typical story of a drunken asshole, is based on the fact through a joke in the headline about how he wasn't gardening when he plowed through the flowers. I mean, that takes talent, true local news talent, to deliver a story based on a bad joke.
I think that's what most of the news is, them coming up with a clever headline or tease upcoming, yeah. You know?
Daniel Minimum wasn't tiptoeing through the tulips last night.
Yeah, they just...
He was plowing through them.
I love... what I would do something like about gardens, like...
T-Rex in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve will be running all the time, scared shitless.
I'm surprised... I mean, they could have made like a sexual thing, like plowing her flower...
Yeah.
You know, something like that. But no, he just like, he went with the basics.
He was plowing more than hookers, news at 11. Oh, what? I'm going to check that out. What are they talking about, hookers? Oh, wait, he drove into a garden or something? Oh, man, why did I tune into
That's
this?
It.
And it's too late. You've already watched it, and they got the ratings.
They got you. That Nielsen box.
That Nielsen box. Zing, gotcha.
All right, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocacy groups are blasting, absolutely blasting ABC in its upcoming cross-dressing comedy, Work It.
I'm not a lesbian!
Claiming the series is damaging to transgender individuals.
How? Why?
Now...
Not lesbian, man. Just yes.
Good thing they didn't exist when Bosom Buddies was on. Holy shit.
Oh, I've seen the commercial of this, and it looks like a Bosom Buddies ripoff. And by the way, as a kid, I love Bosom Buddies. And it never
Bosom Buddies was awesome.
It never confused me at all about my sexuality. No. I was just laughing, you know?
Exactly. But in this politically correct day and age, we have to, you know, you can't offend anyone.
Who's
it
gonna
watch
confuse?
Out.
People who want... Who are confused in their bodies already? What are they talking about?
Yeah, are they going to confuse them further?
Yeah.
Confusing people who want cheap housing.
Okay.
That's what the Bosom Buddies one was. So you get the cheap hotel for all women.
Yeah.
No, you know who it's going to confuse, Stephen?
Michael has an avishish.
Yeah, I'm just confused, too.
You gotta stop playing that. You're gonna kill me. You are. I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
All right, so this series, Work It, set to premiere January 3rd.
Work It!
Revolves around two heterosexual, unemployed car salesmen who, after their dealership goes out of business, dress as women in order to land jobs as salesmen at a pharmaceutical company looking to hire female sales reps. Well, doesn't that just sound like a simple, easy-to-follow premise?
It sounds like a comedy gold.
Yes. Hilarity ensues. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation and the Human Rights Campaign claim the show reflects stereotypes about gender or transgender individuals. Oy vey, come on.
The opposite of straight, you're gay.
I mean, yeah, I feel for people that are, you know, transgender, confused, whatever you want to call that.
I'm telling you,
bullshit,
if you're confused, you're confused anyway. It's not going to cause you to be confused.
Yeah, you know what confuses me is that they even care about a show that's going to last 3 episodes.
Right.
No one's going to watch this.
Oh, it's a good way to get people interested in watching the first episode.
Yeah, do they want to call attention to the show? Because that's all they're doing.
I'm gay. That dude is parade gay.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, are we going to wait for the inevitable scene where they each try out the bras? You know, and how much stuffing they need in them or something. Just, I really don't care.
That might be good.
I do like stuffing.
Bra humor.
bra humor's funny. Uh-oh. It looks like Britney Spears is getting married again.
Aw, man, no. She was for me.
Oh, I know. Oops, she did. Oh, man, damn it. I missed the oops she did again. Now, if I was a true newsman, I would have had that. And shame. Thank you, Britney. And shame on the person at E! Online who didn't use that as a headline.
Oh, man.
Oops, she did it again. She's getting married. But here's the crazy thing. Ever since she went crazy, she's been under a conservatorship.
Uh-huh.
Or conservatorship, something.
Very nice brass. Very nice brass, actually.
Yes. Where her father controls her money.
Oh.
So now what happens whenever she's getting married? Is she still legally bound that she has to, like, ask her dad everything?
That's interesting, yeah.
If it's business-wise, I'd assume so, probably.
Well, everything's business-wise. I mean, he controls her money. She gets a an allowance.
Right. Does she get to go to premieres and stuff, like the new Mission Impossible?
That's like a new movie and stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That'd be really funny. God, that was such a fantastic show. They should.
Have you ever seen Back to the Future? Is that possible to time travel speed? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I bet you at times she would like to go back in time.
That makes you a murderer.
Just stop the madness.
Good times.
All right, here we go. Well, Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Stop me if you've heard this one. A man rides into a bar on a horse. Actually, three people went on a wild ride in Steamboat Springs. galloping their horses to several bars, a Starbucks, and a grocery store. All three rode into Safeway Grocery around 10:30 p.m., scaring shoppers and clerks. How would you scare it? Just on a horse?
Oh my God, what is that?
Oh my God, it's a mutant! It's a manatar!
A horse.
It's like watching a horse die.
Well, that's not very nice. The Steamboat Pilot, which is the Steamboat Springs local paper, great name, reported that police used a stun gun and arrested rider Michael Miller because he allegedly ignored police orders.
Ah, shouldn't have done that.
According to the newspaper, the ride began more than 10 hours earlier atop Emerald... Oh, it's like he just turned her off. I had a great ride right up until the very end, Miller 44 told the paper.
From La Garay, the hour.
Yes, an hour. An hour and a half after he was released on a $750 bond.
A dangerous method.
Yes, it is dangerous. Miller faces charges including suspicion of harassment. So how can you... so
suspiciously harass someone?
I just don't get how you can... You know, somebody can be suspect of harassment or...
Simple assault and harassment.
No, but he's under suspicion of it.
Ah.
So we're not really sure he did it, but he may have. Disorderly conduct, obstructing a police officer, and resisting arrest. He was just riding his horse.
Yeah, come on.
Police said he was involved in a fight at a pub about an hour earlier. Now, did he... Was he in the fight with his horse? Like, is he on the horse in the bar and he gets in a fight with somebody? He's like, come on, come at me. And like, he's fighting the guy on his horse? Or is the other guy also on a horse? I think there should be horse fights.
He should at least have like a mallet, like polo, and ride on a horse and hit somebody with that.
Absolutely. I agree.
That'd be pretty cool.
You got to have a weapon. Kenneth Recker and Roxanne Lang of Clark were the other riders, but they were not arrested. Well, why was this guy arrested? I mean, they were with him. They were his gang, his
maybe
posse.
He probably just had a bad attitude, and they're, you know, the one guy who is just gets pointed out. You know, he calls too much attention to himself.
They interviewed somebody here. I came out and saw three huge horses standing in front of our Starbucks counter.
These people really have a problem with horses.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cruel to call a horse huge. It's, I mean, it's just, it's a horse. Why does it have to be huge?
Come on, that's a bunch of horse shit.
And one of the riders was trying to buy a bag of chips. Of course, because you get hungry when you're riding a horse. Huge horses. We get it.
Some chips.
Not small horses. Yes, we know.
They're huge.
Huge horses.
Big, giant horses.
That's a huge bitch.
I looked at the riders and I told them, you have to go. This violates every policy we have. I'm sure Starbucks has no policies about people on horses.
They seem to have an open door policy for assholes.
Yeah. It's not clear yet what inspired the horseman and horsewoman to ride through Steamboat Springs. Maybe they just wanted to get somewhere on their horses?
I'm never going to Steamboat Springs. Those people
are intolerant.
Like
a freaking hellhole. And they're horse racists.
Horse racists?
And they're just very, very rude to these horses. It's so cruel. I mean, I wouldn't want to go somewhere and go called huge.
Neither would I. Never.
It's just not...
But
it's
don't
not
come nothing. Near me!
All right. The people have spoken. And judges on Tuesday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, will hear pitches about a beer co-op, a breastfeeding comic strip.
Excuse me?
A young mother mentoring program, a filtered water filling station, and a small business marketing program, each vying for all or part of $5,000.
They're called breasts, and yes, they are exceptional.
Wade Gugino, owner of a cartooning company in Holland, Michigan, is pitching Space Boobies, a comic strip extolling the virtues of breastfeeding.
I heard the deep space pirates talk about them.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't, you know, when you're a space pirate and you're spending long trips out in deep space, that's kind of all you
like
dream
breasts.
About is space boobies.
Yeah, everything starts to look like breasts and you're like, oh, I'm so lonely.
They live in the moons of Viego, I think.
Yes. In fact, that's what they call their breasts sometimes. The moons of Viego.
Oh, the spherical, the round, supple moons of Viego. Lego, my Viego.
Let me Viego your Viegos.
Roma la garai, the hour.
Yes, exactly.
Or what I like to call them.
Moneyball.
Yeah, money yes. balls. Yeah.
They are money balls.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Merry the Christmas. Comic strip will star 7-month-old Buck Scooby, chief commander of the Intergalactic Lactation Council.
I just lost a buck. To myself.
Wow.
Buck Scooby.
Yep. Chief commander of the Intergalactic Lactation Council.
Give me
the
Scooby
ILC. An organization dedicated to promoting the benefits of breastfeeding to all lactating species throughout the universe.
What the hell?
Yes, this guy's competing for $5,000.
Well, then that's fine with me. Come on.
These stories will hopefully break down the barriers that most people have, pro or con. And well, if you're pro, you really don't have any barriers.
You want to be left alone, don't you?
And help them take in the clinical research and experience of generations in a memorable way. I guess that's one way to put it.
I guess I'll check it out. What about you, Steven?
Sure. Why not?
I want to see what the adventures of Buck Scooby.
Is that like a license plate in case somebody tries to steal it?
Just say what?
As long as they don't put that baby in.
Bill, when you're done with this story, I have to tell people what the next Nim Movie Mini is.
And I am done with the story.
All right. Thank you, Bill, very much. That was an awesome story. And now it's time for the second Nim Movie Mini Revelation.
Okay.
If anyone is still
interested. Quite a workup. Wow.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to give little hints here, all right? Let me try to find one.
A little more obvious than the last one. It was too hard.
Okay, the last one was way too hard, okay? Okay. Here we go. Okay, now this movie, I saw when I was a kid in the 80s, loved it. Come on. Family favorite. Everyone loved it. Do you know
what it is?
Family
favorite.
Here's another clue.
Oh, I have a very weak heart. I can't stand a shot like that.
Deagle, deagle, deagle.
And here's another great one. One of my favorite characters in the movie.
Goddamn farm TV.
Oh, no.
I told you we should have got a Zenith.
Damn foreigners.
Yes, that's right, guys. Here's another clue. Gremlins!
Watch this movie after midnight.
I had to just say it. Everybody knows what it is, right, Bill?
Yeah.
The great movie Gremlins, directed by Joe Dante. This movie has something in common with another movie. The Goonies. Not only is Corey Feldman in both, Bill, but it's also written by the guy who discovered America, Christopher Columbus! Huh?
He was quite prolific once he came to America.
Yeah.
I always heard that he was supposed to go back to Spain, but staying here.
Wait, what was that, Bill?
I can't eat them right now, but I'll get you some.
My God. Bill, I had so much fun doing the show with you and talking about this. And
I hadn't seen it in so long.
Yeah, me neither.
And I remember like a week before we decided on it, I picked it up on Blu-ray because they had it on the Black Friday sale on Amazon for like $5.
Right.
So I picked it up and I watched it. And it was awesome because I hadn't seen it for so long and there was so much that I missed.
This was a favorite as a child, and I haven't watched it a lot as an adult, so it was fun to go back over it and talk about a lot of things that I didn't pick up on when I was a kid with you, and we had a good time.
Yeah, I really did.
So if that's another reason to donate for the Nim Holiday Pack, guys. Goonies, Gremlins. Two movies from the 80s that we loved. What the hell is that? Somebody's whispering about something. I don't know. So, Bill, why don't we do another story? And before we get to the DVDs, we'll reveal another one.
All right, let's do one more story here. 12-year-old boy. What?
Sorry.
12-year-old boy in upstate New York may be wishing that his dog ate his homework. Police in the village of Liberty tell the Times Herald Record of Middleton that officers used math homework to track down a boy suspected of breaking into an auction house Saturday night.
Math homework.
The owner said he arrived Sunday morning and discovered that a window had been removed and jewelry, cell phones, video games, and other items had been stolen from his business.
You
police say homework with the suspect's name on it.
Do
was found in the woods behind the auction house.
Do the math.
Yeah. The youth has been charged with burglary.
Moneyball.
His case is being handled in the Sullivan County Family Court. Wow. Most criminals just leave behind their wallets, you know, driver's license. But when you're 12, I guess the only identifying thing you have on you would be homework. It's good to know that the kid is actually worrying about his schoolwork.
Yeah, he's
while he's committing crimes.
Right, you still got to get good grades, right?
Yeah.
Is that like a license plate in case somebody tries to steal it?
Wow, what a dummy. Oh, and just as a final little wrap-up here, I know how many people loved Bowie, the smoking chimpanzee, at the California Animal Refuge. But Bowie has passed away.
No!
Yes, Bowie died Saturday at 44.
It's a little insensitive, Foggy.
Oh, God damn it.
Martinez Corsez.
I hope Bowie was at least able to have one last smoke before dying from a heart condition. Oh, Bowie. We'll miss you. You crazy smoking ape. Okay.
Why did they think that was cool? Let's teach this ape how to smoke cigarettes.
Well, I think it's kind of like, hey, look, he's human. He's smoking.
Yeah, he's ruining his lungs just like we do.
So he's a 44-year-old chimp who now has a heart condition because of smoking.
Wow.
You chimp-fucking little bastard. You know,
technically, he doesn't have a heart condition.
Oh, not anymore.
It's more
he
because
doesn't.
Of smoking.
That's true, Bill. He's much better where he is now.
Yeah, wherever
really,
that is.
Did he hit the ground like that when he died?
He just took one last puff and fell backwards.
Just done.
Bliss. He was done. That's it. And that. And that's news for this week. I'm sorry I had to end it on such a negative note.
All right, Bill. Well, thank you for doing the news this week. Awesome.
You're welcome.
That makes you a murderer.
How does that make him a murderer? I don't understand.
Cigarettes are Bowie's murderer.
I'm peeing my pants. You're so funny out here.
Look, what is everybody's attitude? We need some Christmas cheer, damn it. Here we go.
One minute. Damn it, Cooley.
God damn it, Cooley. This guy sucks. Kick him out. What do you guys say we do some DVDs, Bill? There's a lot of nice Christmassy DVDs coming out.
I'm sure there are.
Let's
do them.
Something to make great gifts. Let's do it! Ow!
DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, standard definition! DVDs!
Hell yizzle, the DVD dizzles! Yes.
Families, stockings, chestnuts.
No one eats chestnuts.
Rudolph and Frosty.
And DVDs. I wonder what's coming out this Tuesday, Bill.
Moneyball.
Oh.
Is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
You're all right. Crazy.
DVDs for Tuesday, December 20th. Oh, should we reveal the next movie? Before we do DVDs?
No,
or?
Let's do a couple of DVDs.
All
we
right.
just revealed Gremlins, so let's let that
right.
kind of soak in for a
let
bit.
Let it settle.
Yeah, because the next one, it's a whopper. It's like, boom. It'll blow your mind. It'll
See,
melt
now that
your
might
face.
Mislead people using the term whopper.
Oh, it's not War Games.
No, it's not.
It or is it War Games? Huh?
Oh, see, well, I see what you did there. That's
Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head.
All right, DVDs for Tuesday, December 20th, 2011, starting out with Columbiana, unrated.
Oh, that's the Zoe Saldana? Or...
Yeah, Zoe Saldana.
Is that her name, Zoe?
Star of Britney Spears' Crossroads.
Was she in that? Are you serious?
Yes,
oh, my
she
God, that
was.
Was her, wasn't it? Yes, I know her from The Losers.
See, I only know her from Crossroads. Well, I do love The Losers. I think that's fantastic.
I also know her from...
Moneyball.
Is she in that?
I don't think she is.
No, I don't think she's either. But everyone should be in it.
Michael has an ambitious...
No,
yes.
He's not in
it. He's excellent. He really deserves that nomination.
So, Columbiana, it looks like... I don't know what the hell's going on in it. Yeah, it's a revenge story.
Yeah.
Love revenge
stories.
It says
revenge is beautiful.
Oh, maybe the movie we're doing next on the NIMH Holiday Pack is a revenge story, too, in a way.
Could be.
Let's let that settle there. Let's let it simmer. I don't know.
Now, this is the unrated version, and it they want you to know in big letters under the title that it is from the writers of Taken.
Let's do it, asshole.
Taken with Liam Neeson?
Yes. Which, so it's Robert Mark Kamen and Luc Besson. This is for Matilda.
Well, speaking of Luc Besson, I just watched a trailer with Guy Pearce.
Guy.
Guy Pearce. It's a space prison movie, Bill.
Yes.
And it looks pretty good.
It looks interesting.
It was what happened?
Yeah, I mean, hell, I'll give it a watch. It's in space.
I mean, seriously, it looks like a lot of fun.
No, but
when in the movie trailer, it's hilarious because. It's an interrogation scene. They're not doing like they do in other movie trailers, a lot of quick cuts and stuff like that. Maybe they show a little bit of that. But they're actually showing a scene from the movie where Guy Pearce keeps giving sarcastic answers and getting punched in the head, punched in the face. And finally at the end, he gives the ultimate zinger and he gets a big punch to the face. And it's pretty funny, isn't it? How it
Yeah, I laughed. I enjoyed it.
With the punches. So it's good stuff. Oh, and you know, it's a good... To get away from all the movie trailers now, and it's become ridiculous, and I need to put together an audio clip, Bill, because I keep mentioning it. All the... Every movie trailer, every commercial on TV, what's that new one called The Darkness or something? One with Emile Hirsch.
Yeah.
And there's even one in Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol. Over and over again. And it cracks me up every time I hear it. It's good stuff. All right, Jason, shut up.
A dangerous method.
Mm-hmm. It's dangerous. It could hurt somebody's ears.
It could. Let low bass, man. It'll just pop your eardrum.
Speaking of a film with a lot of low bass, Dolphin Tale.
You won't try nothing?
Dolphin Tale. Oh, yeah, when he goes underwater.
Yeah. That sonar will knock your eardrums out.
This is a movie that my... daughter thinks she wants to see, but I'm telling you, she's gonna cry through the whole thing. He doesn't have a tail and he can't swim. It's sad.
No, but they make him a tail.
He's kind of like
so he's not like just this turd porpoise.
Oh wait, I get it. He's like the dragon in How to Train Your Dragon, but it's
exactly.
A dolphin. My favorite kind of dolphin.
Bring the space gun. We're out of here.
Dolphin Lundgren.
Dolphin Lundgren. He's excellent.
He is awesome.
Can't wait for him in Expendables 2.
Built-in sonar.
Yep. That's what makes him such a good director.
Did you hear how they're filming the next Expendables, Bill?
Cinema Verite.
Wow, I wonder how they're going to pull that off.
I don't know. It's going to be crazy. Did you hear who directed it?
No.
Martina Scorsese.
Really?
Martina Scorsese directs that.
I'm excited to see a female's point of view.
I wonder how long the movie's going to be, though.
Roma Lagarai, the hour.
Oh, it's going to be 1 hour long. Okay.
But there's something before that.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Moneyball.
Oh, yeah.
But Cinema Verite, there's something about the way they film that. It's just...
A dangerous method.
Yes, thank you.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh. You will be good with the chili peppers.
Jesus Christ.
I love slow pokes.
Okay. All right. Next Blu-ray is Europe, live at Shepherd's Bush, London.
Now he calls me.
No. Because I want to get this just for one song. Exactly. It's the only song I know that they've ever done. I have no idea what other songs they've ever done.
Oh, man, it's genius.
Totally clueless. All right, next. Oh, no. Is this from the DVD?
Yeah, this is in remastered, Bill. This is what lossless DTS.
So this is the true sound of Europe.
Right. This is the way they sound like live. It's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Before they get all that horrible, like, enhancement and stuff on it. You know how they'll,
I don't know why they don't play more like this.
They'll add, like, a concert hall echo. Yeah, man, listen to that. It's so raw.
Wow, I love how experimental he is with these pieces.
Oh, genius. Yeah. Awesome.
Man, destroy that Casio.
They do. Ooh. I love that.
The flames just come up from the keys on that part.
I'm waiting for this concert Blu-ray, Bill. Genius.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you don't play that and a train doesn't run off the track.
I just picture them all on a freight elevator as it goes up. It's awesome.
There's times when we all feel down. We can't get our feet off the ground.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. The hour.
Speaking of music that makes me want to kill myself, Glee, the concert movie.
Awesome. I heard that Chewbacca was on there recently.
Yeah.
I love Glee. No, Foggy. Glee, not Gleek. No, you know what? I love Gleek. I want to see a show called Gleek. And they all do that spitting thing. I could never do that. Could you guys?
Isn't that what they call themselves? The fans?
The
Gleeks?
Oh, they're like geeks for Glee. Gleeks. No, I'm sorry, but the true fans of Gleek from Super Friends are called Gleeks. I love that little purple space monkey.
I wonder what planet he's from.
Or was he more of a blue space monkey? He was kind of...
Yeah, I thought he was... I think it all depends on the television you watch it on.
He's Blurple. Yeah.
Blurple.
That guy's gone on to new and better things.
He really has.
Moneyball.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the film, movie, TV show of Glee, the concert...
So
I cannot stand a single person on this show. I hate the music.
Is it a movie, a story, or they're just doing a concert and they're performing?
I have no idea. They call it a concert film, so maybe there's a story to it.
Maybe they just follow them around and just capture whatever happens.
Cinema Verite.
Yeah!
That would be awesome.
Damn it, Cooley.
Jesus. He's ruining Christmas.
He really is. Next Blu-ray is a film called Margin Call.
Wait. Does this movie take place on a train and star Gene Hackman?
No.
Damn it.
Okay. But it has people that have acted in films with Gene Hackman.
Okay, 6 Degrees of Gene Hackman. Who is it?
It's about Wall Street.
Okay.
You know, the 2008 financial crisis, which we're still suffering from.
Okay.
Because of greedy bastards. And it has Zachary Quinto in it.
Okay. It's got Siler in it. Okay. Yeah.
And it's got Simon Baker in it.
You've got 20 seconds to get out of town.
Oh, okay.
And I heard that it's not horrible.
I think this game of cat and mouse is over.
So that's pretty much that on margin call.
So how do you call a margin? Is it like...
You have to look in the phone book under margin.
Oh, wait a second. This is about working in newspapers.
No, it's Wall Street, but you just have to find people with the last name Margin, and you only call them.
Okay. I'm very confused.
And you can't... And it has to be the last name. Like, you can't compromise and call, like, a Marge.
Okay.
It has to be Margin.
Are you following this, Steven?
I'm going to get you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Marge Simpson.
No, that doesn't count.
Oh.
Because that's Marge. It has to be Margin.
Oh, okay. So it's,
Be sure and tell him Large Marge sent ya.
That drops a little hot there, Foggy. Jeez.
Well, Marge likes to drop it like it's hot.
Oh, I know what you're saying there, buddy. Woohoo!
She can clear out a truck stop. right, next Blu-ray is Midnight in Paris.
Ah, yes. This is the John Travolta movie, right?
No.
Damn it!
Why don't you just go away and come back at midnight? Shoo.
This is the Woody Allen film.
Ah.
with basically Owen Wilson playing Woody Allen. And he's in a troubled relationship. He's in Paris. He dreams about what it would have been like in Paris in the during the period where all the writers were there, like F. Scott Fitzgerald and Ernest Hemingway.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done. Now, come on, get
basically, he's trying to get out of a bad situation
in his own way. He was nominated for this.
Hmm?
He was nominated for the Golden Globes for this, right?
Was he?
I think so. Isn't that what she said?
I don't understand a single word she said.
Michael has an ambitious...
Yeah, that's him, Owen Wilson.
Yeah, Owen Wilson, got it. That's as close as she can get to Owen Wilson.
Yeah. But it's a really good movie because, you know, he walks around and then at midnight he basically goes back in time and... interacts with all these people that he admired. So it's a really fun film. It's one of my favorite recent Woody Allen films.
It's midnight
in Paris.
Awesome.
Yeah. Moving on, we have the remake of Straw Dogs.
Oh Jesus! I'm interesting.
Yeah. With apparently James Woods is in this. I had no idea. Alexander Skarsgård, Kate Bosworth, and Cyclops.
Singing on like something coming out of a Judas dog's asshole.
a straw dog's asshole. And that's where this came from. I really don't care about this film.
Yeah, there's a movie that you should watch instead of this. It's called Straw Dogs the Original. Watch that.
No, it's just called Straw Dogs.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's how they sell it now.
They should
Straw
release
Dogs.
It now. The original. It's starring Dustin Hoffman, not Cyclops from X-Men. Seriously? The original is directed by a guy named Sam Peckinpah.
I heard of him.
The second one, you know who that's directed by?
Michael has an avishish.
Yeah, that guy. Who's
yes,
ever
Rod
heard of that
Corey.
Guy?
That's exactly right.
My God, it came out the same time as...
Moneyball.
Yeah, it didn't make any money, though. I'm not going to go see Straw Dogs, or I'm not going to rent it. I'll watch it on HBO.
I'll watch it on cable just to see what they did do it.
Yeah, I
but
will
what
too.
Cracks me up is this person I went to high school with was I really don't tend to agree with her film views, and she posted like, "Oh, I just saw Straw Dogs; it was amazing." And I wrote back like, "The original?" She goes, "Yeah, the one with the guy from True Blood," and I was like, "Oh, fuck me."
Oh, just, my God.
It's just exasperating.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Where it's like, didn't you know that's a remake?
No.
What?
Totally. Well, you know, what in her own defense, I mean, she's not exactly a film geek.
Right, right. Yeah, that's understandable.
But still, it was just, it's one of those situations where
I can understand it. It's just kind of painful whenever you hear something. Like
exactly.
That.
Yeah. It's cringe-inducing.
Yeah, it's like, I don't hold anything against you. Sam Peckinpah wasn't like a Steven Spielberg, like what I mean is a household name.
Yeah.
But the fact that someone like Sam Peckinpah, the director of The Wild Bunch, directed a movie that's now being remade with Dustin Hoffman, they replace him with guy from X-Men who barely even
Cyclops.
Registered in the movie.
Yeah.
When you think of X-Men, do you remember Cyclops? No.
Well, he was great in
I have nothing against the guy, but
in Sex Drive, he was really good in that.
He was great as the brother, the dick brother.
Yeah.
You're crazy!
That drives the judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a good old Cyclops.
All right, we've got two Blu-rays left. So, you want me just finish them and then we'll do both the teasers?
No. We're going to do one now, Bill.
Okay.
It's time to reveal another NIMH Movie Mini in the holiday pack. What do you say, guys? How excited are you, Steven? All right. This next one is huge.
Huge.
It's later in the 80s.
And it's got a horse in it.
And it's got a horse in it. And
it's a huge
awesome.
Horse.
And let me see. What would be a good clue as to what the next movie is?
If it's the one I think it is, I think any clip you play is going to...
Everyone will know exactly what it is. But, okay, here you go. Ready?
You are illegally parked on private property. You have 20 seconds to move your vehicle.
What could that be? I don't know.
That's that Meter Maid movie, right?
It could be.
It's Cop and a Half with Burt Reynolds.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Uh-huh.
Steven
might know.
Red alert. Red alert. Red alert.
You crossed my line of death.
You haven't dismantled your MX stockpile.
Pakistan is threatening my border.
That's it, Buster. No more military aid.
Nuke 'em. Get them before they get you. Another quality home game from Butler Brothers.
Butler Brothers.
Or what about this moment? One of my favorite lines in the movie.
God, you girls are so great. I mean, I love to be with intelligent women. Smart is so sexy.
Oh, Bob Morton, you stud.
Oh, I love it. So what do you think, guys? The movie is... No! RoboCop! Yeah!
Yes.
Hell yeah, RoboCop. Gotta love Robo, right?
Go Robo!
Okay. I give up.
I'm not arresting you anymore.
Hey! Wait a second.
Wait a second. Love RoboCop. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, easily.
And we have a great time talking about it. It's
we really do. I love RoboCop. Love it, love it, love it.
And it's just a lot of fun. If you want to hear us talk about this movie, NIMH Movie Mini, NIMH Holiday Package, you get to hear us. It's 2 hours. 2 hours of RoboCop.
Yeah, I think it's our longest show.
Yeah, I think it is too. Well, I'm thinking the last one...
the last one is pretty long.
Because
the movie itself is longer.
Right. The last one might be about 10 minutes shorter, now that I think about it.
All right.
But it's still a work in progress. I haven't finished the last one, but it will be finished by Monday. But come on, how great is RoboCop?
cops don't like me. So I don't like cops.
That's really how it's supposed to work.
Oh, no.
No, no, don't do that. That's just uncalled for.
Yeah, not cool, not cool. But, yeah, RoboCop.
Yep, we had a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to hearing what people think of it. Just, I don't know, it's kind of just geeking out.
Yeah, totally. It's kind of like, remember, what was the guy? Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live. And you'd have his talk show. You remember
that time?
Yeah, that was really awesome. That's pretty much what the shows are, and it's a lot of fun.
Bitches leave.
One of my favorite lines ever.
That is great. Bitches.
You're gonna call me Bobby?
Happy birthday, Dave. She's from me.
Well, hey, can I have you both?
Sure. We've had our shots.
I'd buy that for $1.
Love it. Please.
I love how that line has absolutely nothing to do with anything. Anything at all. Anything that was said prior to that.
Love it.
All right. And let's finish off these Blu-rays.
All right. Oh, let's let RoboCop
just
on
for a second.
Okay. Thank you, Robo.
Hey, Robo.
Truly.
Yep. He just had to walk through the room. Just wanted to make his presence known. Now, this is an essential collection, because it says an essential collection. And I think you'll agree once I reveal what the film is.
Okay.
Well, the trilogy is an essential collection of films. This is directed by a director who has gone on to direct films like Live Free or Die Hard. And I think you'll know that that's this amazing director named Len Wiseman. He did a couple films called Underworld, and there was a trilogy of them. I don't believe he did the third one. I believe he had to bow out for a larger film. He wanted to give another director a chance to kind of make his mark on these films that have become. An essential collection, as it says.
Eat it, Harvey.
Yeah. Yeah, so why not pick up Underworld Trilogy, the essential
collection? I'm going to skip it, if you don't mind.
Really?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is an essential collection of films.
Essential. Just because they write it on the box doesn't mean it is.
Now, am I wrong in thinking that the other director of the third film was, was it Papadopoulos? George Papadopoulos or something?
From Webster?
Yeah. It was some guy. Was he? Shit, it's this Greek name. Tapatopoulos.
Oh, Nick Tatopoulos.
No.
Yeah, he was on that show where
Yes, the Soul Patch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He remember that show we watched about the makeup artist?
Not work of art.
What the hell was that called?
Face off.
Yeah, he was one of the judges, and he did from such films as
Underworld.
I'm sorry.
Leggings.
We all know why we watched Underworld. It's because Kate Beckinsale in skin-tight outfit.
Oh, my God. And then they go so far as to show, unzipping it but not showing us anything.
Oh, and then in the third one, they had a different director. They got Rhona Mitra to play her.
What?
And now they're making a new one or whatever, and she's back again? I don't understand. It's all
I'm
too confusing.
I'm so confused.
Was that her clone in the other movie? I don't understand.
Did Patrick Papadopoulos direct this one?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Awesome.
Because his soul patch brings the talent.
I haven't seen my new apartment.
I haven't seen your old apartment.
Come on, we're talking cable.
Yeah. In fact, I'll probably see it on cable.
Cinema Verite.
Yes, it was. It was very Cinema Verite. All right, and last Blu-ray, this is the film that got huge word of mouth. Warrior with Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton and Nick Nolte.
That's a warrior. Let me hear that. That's a warrior! That's a warrior! That's an American gladiator!
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, is I guess that a clip so, yeah. from the movie, Bill, or...
No, it's an MMA movie where
a lot of people. I saw the trailer to this. I wondered what that was like.
Yeah, they said it's kind of like Rocky. And I think in some way these two guys are connected, like they're brothers.
I've been speared by Mayan warriors.
Yes, yeah.
That's not part of the movie.
Different warriors. Yeah. I think these guys are brothers from another mother.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like they end up having to fight in a ring. I don't know. But I'll give it a watch. I heard it's very entertaining. Got a lot of good reviews. So I know my father's been wanting to watch it because he's an MMA freak as much as I freaking hate MMA.
I've never gotten into – I mean, I don't hold it against anybody who does, but I've never been into the fighting, like guys fighting each other, except I'll make an exception for hockey. I do get excited – when they drop the gloves and start beating the crap out of
Well, you know that's what annoys me the most about the whole mixed martial arts thing is just this generalized, douchey, like, machismo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they wear these affliction t-shirts and tap out.
Yeah, what is affliction
They all act like they're, like, badasses. And it seems very... like WWE wrestling kind of thing.
Bill, affliction shirts? What are those about?
Afflictions basically look like the Expendables logo. Lots of guns and skulls and flowers.
Okay.
And just very douchey.
Well, I'm not into warriors, but I am into Dream Warriors.
In the name of Lorik, Prince of Elves, demon be gone.
Yeah! Now that's a warrior, the Wizard Master, damn it. Am I right? That guy was a true American hero.
I also like to go out to play with the warriors.
Warriors! Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Bill.
It's okay. It was a little high pitch, but it's not bad. At least you didn't get to the play. All right, and that's it. I mean, that's.
No.
I would love to try to find something else for us to talk about here.
Okay.
I guess you saw that Face Off is coming back too, right?
Face Off. Yep. New season of Face Off.
Oh, it is coming back.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd
excellent.
Be cool. All right, Bill, well, thank you for doing the DVD Blu-rays for this holiday season, and I owe you a song.
One minute. Damn it.
Cool. We'll go back to the drawing board.
You know, it's so disappointing that it just can't get off the ground.
Yeah, they're too excited. It's like they just can't, that plane won't take off, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Bill, thanks for doing the DVDs.
You're welcome.
His nose is too pointy. His eyes are beady. His ears are too big. He needs a shave.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week. Try the meal.
Me?
And
see. Other Christmas music? I think Foggy just loves
this.
This is Christmas music! I know a few mama bears we can hook up with.
Do you really want to jump? Do you want to? Well, then that's fine with me. Come on.
Let's do it, asshole. I love that. Now, Bill, in a minute, I will reveal the final movie in the NIMH Holiday Pack. But if you've been paying attention, you probably already know what it is. But I don't
know
if anyone's been paying attention. But if you'd like to go to nowhereinmulberry.com, you can find a link to our forum. But also you can find a link to us on Facebook. Like Mike was saying, that Facebook, the Nowhere in Mulberry fan club, it's become like our forum. And there's a lot of activity there. And we'll post, you can post YouTube clips and stuff like that of references of things we will talk about or have talked about in old episodes.
Or want us to talk about. Our area is not off limits to anything. You can pretty much engage us in any conversation.
Like Jennifer Morris, she wants to start a NIM book club where we keep track of it. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, because we're going to get back to that in the new year.
Yeah, totally. And I like the fact that listeners want to be involved. We want everyone involved. We are all involved.
Well, that's whenever we originally started it, that's what it was sort of all about. Was, you know, a bunch of people reading the same stuff or appreciating the same stuff, because there's so much more than just film and TV and pop culture.
There is. There's a lot more. Like, what would you say?
Cinema Verite.
Yeah, Cinema Verite or...
Moneyball.
Moneyballs.
And some writers.
Yeah, some writers.
Michael Hanavicius.
Yeah.
God, I love that guy.
I want to start a fan page for that dude.
Michael Hanavicius.
Except I don't know how to spell his name, so no, I just need to look that up.
Lots of consonants.
Also, we still don't have a voicemail. The friggin' K7 voicemail shut down. I haven't been able to find one. What I'm going to do is reactivate the Nora Mulberry Skype number. And people just have to leave voicemails on Skype, Bill. That's what I'm going to have to do.
All right. Well, that's a plan. That's,
but that's, I can't do it until you guys donate to the NIM holiday package so I can afford to pay it for a year, okay?
Yeah.
So it'll be pretty awesome when that happens. Yeah.
Excellent.
Silent Night.
Oh. Now, I will reveal the final movie in the NIM holiday package, guys, but it's become a tradition on Christmas time, Bill. Do you know what it is? Christmas time.
I know what it is. Do you know what it is?
Nora Mulberry Christmas time tradition. We must listen to this first, and then I reveal to you the final holiday package movie. Let's do this. Let's just get it over with. Cue it, Foggy. God have mercy on our souls.
Oh, holy night. Stars are brightly shining. It is the night.
Yes.
Of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world.
Beautiful.
In sin and
it's not Christmas unless you hear
this. Till he appeared and the sober.
I picture him having like those prescription tinted glasses, you know? Maybe wearing a members only jacket.
The weary world rejoices. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Oh,
such power.
On your knees, oh, hear the angels. Christ was born, and I, divine, oh night, oh night divine.
This guy's literally killing it.
was born. Was I demon?
I love when they crack. This is the best part when he talks.
You know it was. Oh. Divine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, so soft. And
divine. It really is beautiful. Mm. It's not Christmas time without that song.
It really isn't. That guy's pure talent.
Oh, man. Wow. Wow.
Excuse me while I go shoot myself in the head.
All right. Here is the revelation. What I keep saying that. Here I will reveal the final NIMH movie mini of the NIMH holiday package. It is a favorite of all time, probably not only of you, me, and Steven, but every single person that listens to this show. It's a movie we all love, and we've probably all seen it. I'm not kidding. This is an exaggeration. We've all seen it. At least 100 times.
And, well, I don't know.
That's a slight exaggeration, close. But we've all seen it 20 times. Why don't I say that?
Close enough, yeah.
Everyone who
and we quote it.
Everyone can quote this movie. And yeah. Here's the first hint. I've been dropping hints through the entire show.
Dropping them like they're hot.
But here's one that I say it all the time to my invisible rabbit that follows me everywhere I go.
Eat it, Harvey.
That's probably one of my favorite lines from the entire film.
That is,
I think that's an underappreciated line.
Yeah, it's a great, great one. And, here's another good one.
Give us a break, Thornburg.
Oh, come on. You're cruel.
Come on, that's a good one, right?
That's no.
Oh, man, well, come on. Here is the best one that I've been giving away the entire episode.
That's true.
This is Christmas music. Right? You know what I'm saying? What could I possibly be talking about? What am I referencing here? Not Run DMC. No. Not Collard Greens. No. You know what it is, Bill. You know what it is, huh?
I know what it is.
Families, stockings, chestnuts.
Not chestnuts.
Frosty.
What is Holly Gennaro talking about, Bill? Maybe it's Die Hard. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Die Hard. John McTiernan's Die Hard. Come on, great movie.
John McTiernan's one perfect action film.
Yes. I mean, come on. We're all fans of Predator, but Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Die Hard. Hello. I don't know why I keep saying hello, but hello. Is anyone
there? I always forget that McTiernan did Predator for some reason. Yeah. Always forget it.
Stick
always.
Around. Yeah, and then he did Die Hard, and this is the ultimate summer action flick, man. It gave us John McClane.
Yeah, it turned David Addison into John McClane.
No matter how many times you've seen Live Free or Die Hard and kind of muttered to yourself and walked away in shame, you can always go back to the original Die Hard and it all comes back again.
Well, you know what the original Die Hard was lacking was John McClane jumping off Nakatomi Plaza and landing on a Harrier jet riding it like a surfboard.
How do we top the first movie? I know. How do we do it?
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Wait, who's saying that in that clip? I don't know. It's totally gibberish.
Yeah, I think that's Michael Favazzano.
Michael has an avicius.
Yes. So, guys, if you want to hear us talk for 2 hours about Die Hard and our love for Die Hard and things that drive us nuts about Die Hard.
Yes, especially one particular individual.
Yes, you need to check out this awesome NIMH movie mini, Die Hard. Hello.
They are using the artillery on us.
I'm still saying hello. I don't know why. But, yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with Die Hard, but by the end of it, I was totally done. Because this is the episode we recorded mid-sickness.
Yeah, it is.
And it's obvious.
Hopefully. No, I think you come across well.
Okay, good. because I was tired. Man, was I tired.
All I can say is this, Bill.
Eat it, Harvey.
Hey. You know, you got to stop being so mean to Harvey. He tries.
Yeah, Harvey, he's a wonderful invisible bunny.
Helsinki,
right?
Sweden.
Yeah. I love Harvey. Oh, man. What can be said about Die Hard? You'll find out when you donate. Oh, that was good. How
nice.
That was.
Holy shit, man. I can't believe you pulled that one out.
Man, I sound like a pro there.
Instead, you do.
Instead of just saying, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello, boys. Hello, girls. I still don't
hello, know. Levine.
Oh, wow.
What? Oh, I know that. That was the drunk guy from The Bachelorette. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
boys! I'm back!
That's right. The next one will be independent. No, I'm kidding. We won't do that. No. I can't sit through that.
Well, if we had to do a series of horrible 90s action films, that would be on the top.
Oh, hell yes. Next NIMH Holiday Pack.
No.
Right?
No.
Do you really want to jump?
Yeah,
do you wanna?
I would after that. So, all right,
well,
guys.
We would have to do a whole series about the Lethal Weapon films and that greatness to horribleness.
Yeah, totally.
And how he should have died in number two.
Well, guys, that's the NIMH Holiday Pack, and I hope everyone's excited about it, and I hope you want to listen to it. And another thing is, if you haven't seen one of these movies, The Goonies, Gremlins, RoboCop, Die Hard, watch them this weekend before you get the pack, and then listen. That'll be a lot of fun. In fact, even if you've seen them a million times, it'll be fun to watch them again, get familiar, and then while we're talking about it, you remember all the stuff. Wouldn't that be cool, Bill?
That would be. I so enjoyed going back to these films. Even it's like we've said, we've seen them a million times, but just really sit down and look at what's going on and write down little things that you catch or you...
And we sat down and watched them over again and then did our show, so it was fresh in our memory.
Yep.
That makes you a murderer.
Yes,
no,
it does.
Actually, it doesn't make us a murderer.
A fresh murderer.
I don't know why he keeps accusing us
blood-stained hands.
But all I know is this.
One minute. Damn it, Queen.
Damn it, Queen. Jeez. Come on, guys, again.
Silent night.
Maybe they don't need to sing that, Bill.
I would rather go to a Chinese restaurant and listen to them sing carols.
Oh, yeah, Deck the Halls?
Yeah, that's a great, great tune.
Oh, and cue it, Foggy.
Deck the hall with boughs of glory. Ra 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 ra.
Yay! And then we're going to eat some duck.
Yep.
Awesome.
But cut the head off.
All right, guys. That's our NIMH Holiday show. And I hope you liked it. And hope everyone remembers what to get me for Christmas.
Money ball.
Yes. As in a ball of money, not the movie Moneyball. Right, Bill?
Yes. And I'll take any film starring Michael Farnaharshanar.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy. I'm going to look this up on IMDb.
Michael Hasanavicius.
Yeah. How do you spell that? Tell me one more
is
time.
Is he Indian?
Michael Hasanavicius.
Hasanavicius. Hasanavicius.
You know what? I got to look up, just before we totally end it, I got to look up the Golden Globe nominations and figure
Martin
out
Scorsese.
Who the hell this guy is.
I think I know who that one is, but I'm not sure.
I love her. She's great.
Have you seen Hugo in the style it's filmed in?
Cinema Verite.
No, not Cinema Verite.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's neat. It's going to be 3D.
So bad. All right. I'm looking for Michael. The only thing I'm seeing, Michael Fassbender. That can't be what she's saying.
Kyra Sedgwick, The Closer.
She cannot be saying Michael Fassbender.
Wait, let's listen to the clip again and see what category it is.
Best performance by an actress in a miniseries or motion picture made for television. Roma Lagaray, The Hour. Diane Lane, Cinema Verite. Elizabeth McGovern, Downton Abbey, Masterpiece. Emily Watson, Appropriate Adult. Kate Winslet, Mildred Pierce. Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a motion picture. Kenneth Branagh, My Week with Marilyn. Albert Brooks, Drive. Jonah Hill, Moneyball. Viggo Mortensen, A Dangerous Method. Christopher Plummer, Beginners. Best Director, Motion Picture. Woody Allen, Midnight in Paris. Okay. George Clooney, The Ides of March. Michael Hazanavicius, The Artist. Alexander Payne, okay. The Descendant.
The Artist.
Martin Scorsese, Hugo.
Martinez.
Okay, I'm looking at this guy's name, and I think she has it right.
Really?
But it's not Michael, it's Michelle.
Michelle
Havanavicius. Havanavicius?
So she actually kind of did an okay job at that?
Yeah, she did, but it's freaking hilarious.
Now he tells me.
Yeah, now he tells me.
All right. Well, hey, Sophia, good job. Huh?
Good job, sweetie.
Good stuff. All right, guys, on Monday or Tuesday when you hear this, I'm going to try to get this show out on Monday. People, check this out. Go to nowheremulberry.com. You'll find a link right there on the right-hand side for PayPal button. Donate $10 or more. And by the way, Steven told me what it is that he will send you. And I won't reveal it. It's kind of a surprise. But it sounds pretty badass. Okay? I told him, why would you give that away? Give it to me.
Really?
Yeah. And it sounds pretty awesome.
Is it an original piece of art?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's something that's very unique. And someone who likes the show would like it.
Oh, that's sweet.
And whoever donates the most would earn this prize.
That's very cool.
And then go
so
to
we're
the
kind
gathering.
Of blackmailing people. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, if you want this thing. And believe me, we'll follow
we
up.
We are on freaking shameless.
Yes, we are. All for, you know, hey, raising money during the year, doing the show. That's what we... This is
it
our
really
big
is.
Payoff.
It's...
This helps pay for Christmas, man. And it's awesome. And you know what? I've been working really hard on these to put a lot of detail into them. And hopefully... People feel like they get their money's worth. That's
you've been busting your ass, honestly.
I don't want people to feel like cheaped out. I want
there are times
worry.
Where I'm up in the middle of the night suffering from my ridiculous insomnia, and you'll be up at 2:30, 3 a.m. still working on these things. So you're busting your ass.
I want to get them done. And the ones you've listened to, Bill, have they made you laugh, or do you like the attention to detail I put in there?
Absolutely. I was cracking up listening to the Goonies because just us talking about this film that we had known so well as kids and then to see in a new light as adults and how some of the stuff just is so strange now.
Right.
And it just, I was laughing my ass off. I normally just kind of chill out. I don't really... I'm very self-conscious whenever I'm listening to the normal show.
Right.
But just hearing us reminisce and I was enjoying the hell out of it. And I, you know, that's not normal for me because I hate the sound of my own voice. Hate it. But I like got past that just the genuine enjoyment. I was smiling ear to ear and cracking up.
Awesome. I hope people
So yeah, I think people are going to genuinely enjoy the shows.
I hope so. And about my voice, I wish there was more deepness in it, you know?
Yeah, well, you can add that, you know, post-production, or yeah, you could get a filter or some sort of processor.
I wish my voice kind of sounded like this. No, that's a good one, Foggy. That's not what I want it to sound like. What, drinking? I don't understand.
Gasoline.
Yeah, like chocolate mousse. Oh, okay, there I see what happened. All right, guys, that's it. That's an M Holiday Pack, and this is our holiday show. I want everyone to have a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Festivus for the rest of us, and Hanukkah. Yeah, got them all. Right, Steven?
You got them.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
I made you out of clay?
Yes. All right, everybody, see you next time. Bye, guys. Bye, Bill.
Bye.
Woo! Be sure and donate.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
You want to be left alone, don't you?
nothing cool. Oh, what up?
Now this is podcasting.
Families, stockings, chestnuts, Rudolph and Frosty. Any of these things ring a bell?
Ho, 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 ho.
Christmas!
Let me do a murderer.
Oh, I'm peeing my pants. You're so funny out here.
Well, then that's fine with me. Come on.
Roman Agaray, the hour.
My God, it speaks.